Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. As Tennessee lawmakers are poised to vote on a Republican-backed redistricting plan, Alabama Republicans are also considering redrawing the congressional maps. And in South Carolina, Republican State Rep. Brandon Newton says a redistricting effort in his state is not about strengthening the GOP.
This isn't about any one person. This is simply about the process of making sure the maps are constitutional and they are ones that are fair and honest and that we can use. It doesn't matter who's in the seats. These seats are not ours and they're not the congressmen's. They are the people's seats, and so it shouldn't play a role of who's in the chair.
The Supreme Court recently found that Louisiana's Democrats relied too heavily on race when creating a second black majority district. You can do it the easy way or the hard way. That, in a nutshell, is a choice President Trump offers Iran. He's urging Tehran to accept a U.S. proposal to end the war, or else he warns that bombing will resume. In the meantime, the president says the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports remains very much in effect.
It's like a wall of steel. Nobody goes through. In particular, the Iranians are not getting anything through one way or the other, so they're out of business. And we'll see whether or not they are agreeing. And if they don't agree, they'll end up agreeing shortly thereafter.
The president insists the Iranians, despite public statements to the contrary, are interested in making a deal. He says they've already signaled a willingness to give up their nuclear ambitions. Powerful storms have included at least one confirmed tornado of lashed parts of Mississippi, damaging nearly 500 homes, bringing down trees, power lines. No immediate reports of fatalities, although at least 17 people have been injured. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up 121 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 31 points, the S&P futures up 11. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that Gail Short has lived in the same Baltimore house since March 1979. It's the house where she raised her kids, and the photos still line the walls. The house where birthdays were celebrated, groceries were carried through the front door, and decades of ordinary life unfolded in her Hamilton neighborhood. Now, after more than 40 years, she's preparing to leave it behind. "I guess family is the deciding factor for me," Short said. "Pricing is definitely ridiculous." And what started as an investigation into a youth diversion program has turned into a full-blown fight for records. And that debate was on full display at Baltimore City Hall Wednesday during a council hearing. The Office of Inspector General has faced restricted access to records amid an investigation into a youth diversion initiative run by the mayor's office. The Sidestep program was a pilot effort through the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
The Orioles secured a series victory. Baltimore beat the Miami Marlins 7-4 on the road. Adley Rutschman went 2-for-3 with two RBIs, and Pete Alonso crushed a three-run homer. Brandon Young allowed three runs over six innings to get the win, while Rico Garcia secured the save. The teams will wrap up tonight. WCBM News Time 9:05. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast coming up next.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
WCBM News Time 9:05. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team. I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cloudy and cool for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we do expect to see a little bit more sunshine and temperatures into the 60s. More sun and warmer temperatures on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
54 degrees in Westminster, 54 in Easton, and 54 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. I hope all you guys had a great night last night. Look, it's a little chilly out there, a little wet, a little damp. But you know what? We're not going to complain because we are blessed to be alive. And there's also another blessing I can talk about. If you are not Luis Lucas, the state senator in Virginia, you're also blessed because you most likely didn't have an FBI raid on both your political office and your cannabis dispensary. Brian, the producer, you know, those two things definitely go together, right? If you go into a shopping center, you see a political office, and then you see a cannabis dispensary right next door. It all makes sense, right? After speaking to the politician, you might want to roll a joint. I get it. I get it. Anyways, we're going to get into that to start the show. Also, we'll get to our question of the day. I know we didn't get to really talk much about it. Of course, yesterday's question had to do with John Fetterman, the fact that Republicans apparently on Capitol Hill are trying to flip him. I still want to give my two cents on that, and then we'll get into those polling results. And then, of course, we'll get to the question of today. At 10 o'clock a.m., we'll be joined by Tory Snow. He's got his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. He's with us at 10 a.m. every Thursday, by the way, in case you were wondering. Also, as I mentioned to Sean Casey on Casey & Company, you know, Governor Wes Moore, we're used to his photo ops. We're used to it, right? I mean, it's like, it's what he does. He posts maybe like three or four videos a day on social media. This is how I know this guy is not working hard, all right? Because to go through, to read a script, or have someone write the script, then you go through and read it, and then, of course, you got to make sure the lighting is correct. He does a lot of videos where he's got, like, a little, like, action shots. He's not, like, just standing still, like, you know, speaking in front of, like, an American flag or something like that. He's got, like, action shots. So each video that he posts takes a little bit of time, all right? And that's if he's able to do, you know, if he's able to read the script and get it in one try, right, one shot, which is not always common, all right? I mean, you've got other things going on. Sometimes you have good days. Sometimes you have bad days. I know when I record promos here, I'm sure Drep gets tired of me sometimes. Sometimes I hit it in one take. Sometimes we're sitting back there for take 22, right? It happens. It happens. But, you know, for me, looking at Governor Moore and the things that he focuses on, it's infuriating, right? It's so frustrating. And then you've got his spokesperson on social media, on X, Carter Elliott. Carter's out there, you know, kind of taking jabs and shots and trying to defend Governor Moore. And it's like, dude, Governor Moore can't even defend himself. So why do you think as his spokesperson, you can do this? You can't do it. right? This guy has zero accomplishments. Here he is now in Cheltenham, Maryland, and we'll talk about this in a little bit. And he's at the, it's supposedly this gravesite. I say supposedly, allegedly, because it hasn't been verified. Historically, it has not been verified. The source of all of this is the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services. And mostly when it was under the authority of Secretary Vincent Schiraldi. Now, we all know Vincent Schiraldi as a truth teller, right? That's how we know him, right? Obviously, I'm being facetious. That's not how we know that guy. That's not how we know him. That's why he's no longer in that position. But that is the source, that there are 230 black boys supposedly buried in Cheltenham in the dirt, and you've got some headstone-looking things, and then you've got cinder blocks in other areas. Anyways, you know, you had Governor Moore and others down there for a photo op. I actually posted one of the photos in my, like, morning lineup promo, if you saw that on my social media this morning. And he's, like, kneeling down in the grass. Remember, they're in the middle of the woods in southern Maryland. He's kneeling down in the grass. He's got his full suit on, which I appreciate, by the way. Shout out to Wes Moore, always showing up like a professional, unlike our mayor, Mayor Brandon Scott. He shows up, and he's kneeling down on the ground. He's got matching socks, by the way. If you get to see the photo, I mean, he looks great. And he's kneeling down. He's got his hand on the stone. Now, on the stone itself, you can't really read it, right? There's something what you would think could possibly be a date on it, but you can't really tell. But there's something etched on the stone, and there's definitely no name on it. Well, anyways, it's a very bizarre photo op because, again, you don't even know if there's anything there. For all we know, this could be a pet cemetery. How many people have been popped now in Maryland for running a fake pet cemetery? Who knows what's buried there? Who knows? Anyways, we're going to get into all of that. But I just think that it's very bizarre that they're actually going this route. And I even said on Governor Westmore's post about this, supposed burial site in Cheltenham. I said, you know what? This has not been confirmed. And I am actually shocked your team would do this to you. I'm shocked. I know they want to jump on this because, of course, it has that element of race in there, right? Oh, these black boys, they were lost in the woods. They're just buried here in the ground. Nobody cares about them. There's over 230 of them, supposedly, right? I can understand why he's grasping onto this because everybody's still screaming about the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which we're not going to stop doing. We're not going to stop doing this, Governor Moore. Okay? When it comes to the utility bills, right, people are starting to turn on their air conditioning. Like, this is, it's a disaster here in the state of Maryland. It really, truly is. And so for you, you know, kind of bringing up the race card, you're not distracting people like you used to. But even beyond that, I don't know why your team would do this to you, because what do you get in trouble with the most? Being a pathological liar. Okay? So now you're in a situation where, yes, we know you didn't grow up in Baltimore, as you once claimed. We know that you didn't have the Bronze Star, as you once claimed. You awarded yourself that Bronze Star many years later. We know for a fact that there was no Maryland University College Hall of Fame, the Football Hall of Fame. Not there, right? We're still waiting to see your thesis from Oxford that got you the White House Fellowship. You're still not talking about the fact that you were a staunch conservative Republican, even through college. And now all of a sudden you're this progressive Democrat. We still haven't gotten a story on how that flipped. How did that change, Moore? How did that all flip? You were hanging out with people like Armstrong Williams, the Bush family. Now all of a sudden you're a progressive? When the hell did that happen? Can we get the story? Anyways, there's a lot there. Even when it comes to your great-grandfather and supposedly the KKK chasing him out of town in Georgia. Found out later KKK wasn't even in that side of town. Dude, the lies stack up. So I guess I'm just confused on why your team would put you in a situation where this could be a total lie. This could be untrue. And again, this is something your team put in front of you, I'm sure. I'm sure you got the call from former Secretary Vincent Schiraldi, and I'm sure they told you, hey, get down here, Governor. You know, we believe there's 230 black boys that were buried here 200 years ago. And you said, all right, let's go, right? And your team said, yeah, let's go. But nobody has verified this. There is no historical record. They are still waiting for confirmation. Yet you are still down there taking the photos. Why on earth would your team put you in that position? You got enough lies stacked on top of each other. If this turns out not to be true, you're going to have to explain this one too. Anyways, we'll get into the details on why he was down there. We're going to get into the details from Vince Guaraldi and DJS and why they believe there are 230 black boys buried there. And I thought it was very interesting because as I was saying on his post, hey, this hasn't been confirmed. There was another comment below my comment. And the guy was like, look, you know, even if there are 230 black boys buried there, he said, what about all the juveniles, the black boys that are being killed in the streets of Baltimore today? Do you care about those that are in the school system today that aren't able to read, write, or do basic math? What about those boys? Because there's thousands of them that you could save right now. You don't have to go and reach back 200 years ago and put your hand on some makeshift headstone to prove a point. You can save the black boys right now that are alive here today, that are in and out of the Department of Juvenile Services, that are in and out the prison system. Right? They're on that school-to-prison pipeline. You can save them today, Governor Moore. You don't have to reach back 200 years. You don't have to do that. There are boys that need your help right now, and they're black. Anyways, I want to get into the FBI raid in Virginia, and we will get back into that conversation here in a second. State Senator under FBI investigation, her name is Louise Lucas. I do have some sound here I want to play for you so we can get the details, and then we'll chat about it right after. Take a listen.
A very influential Democrat from Virginia, State Senator Louise Lucas, is at the center of a major FBI corruption investigation. Right now, in fact, agents are executing search warrants across the Commonwealth, including her office. Alex Hogan is in Portsmouth, Virginia. Alex.
Hi, Harris. So the FBI here telling us today that these are court-authorized criminal search warrants that they are issuing, and they're going into the building behind me. This is the office here in Portsmouth of State Senator Louise Lucas. You can likely see some of the FBI agents behind me. All of the staffers inside this building were told to come outside. I could hear them saying that they were not allowed back in the building. Throughout the last hour, we've been seeing the FBI come and go carrying boxes out of the building. Now, just across the parking lot next to where I am, there is a cannabis dispensary. We know that the state senator is associated with several cannabis locations and dispensaries. And what we're seeing there, a completely different scene, carrying out SWAT teams arrived with their weapons drawn, telling anyone in the building to come out of the building with their hands up. We also saw at least three people being taken away, taken into custody. First, they were put in handcuffs, put on the ground, and then they were taken away. So it's a slightly less large presence than we did see earlier, but there still is a good amount of FBI agents still here on the ground. Also, what happened within the last hour, the Senator Louise Lucas arrived here herself. I was able to speak with her. I asked her what her reaction was to all of this. She told me she had no idea what they were doing here. I asked her about the different locations that they might be. She, in response, asked me what locations the FBI were at today. We know, according to officials, at least 10 locations are being looked at today.
All right. There's the detail, right? There are the story there. So here's what's interesting. If you got a chance to look at Senator Louise Lucas, because as you heard there from that reporter, she actually showed up at the scene, right? So as this FBI raid was going down, and as people were being arrested there on the scene, she shows up in the parking lot, the state senator. You had two reporters that ran, like did a beeline running over to her, right? Because I was actually watching the live feed on Fox 5 DC. So you see them like beeline over, and the one reporter, she gets there first and she goes, do you know what's going on here today? And so the Senator Louise Lucas, she goes, no, actually I don't know what's going on here today. Right. So it's like, so she says she doesn't know what's going on. Then you had another reporter that was with Abigail Spanberger, the Virginia governor now, because Louise Lucas, obviously, you know, she's like the Senate president there in Virginia. She is very close with Abigail Spanberger, and they have been working on the redistricting map together. So when they put together this map that went from, you know, 6-5 to 10-1, you know, Louise Lucas, she was involved with the map and the conversations and pushing that forward. Now, of course, since then, a judge has said, you know, get that the hell out of here. This is so crazy. But that is Louise Lucas. That is Senator Louise Lucas. Now, I also wanted to note here, because I had to go look, because, you know, sometimes, let's be honest, black people look a lot younger than they are, right? So I wanted to go look because I'm thinking, all right, your office is next door to your cannabis dispensary. How old is this woman, right? So I went to go look, and lo and behold, she does look a lot younger than she is. She's 82 years old. I would have never guessed. Louise Lucas, if you get to see this live, you look fantastic, ma'am. Now, of course, you might be going to prison, but you look fantastic. So anyways, you've got this 80-something-year-old woman, right? She's jumping out of her truck trying to see what's going on. Then the reporter, you can see with the live video, she's then circling the joint because I guess she's trying to get a good look, but she doesn't want to. I didn't use the word joint intentionally. I apologize. She didn't want to get out of the car, obviously, because she didn't want to talk to more reporters. But it does sound like that she doesn't have all the answers, right? This is an ongoing investigation. Now, the left, the Democrats, they immediately jump online. And they're like, this is politically motivated. President Trump is doing this because, obviously, she put together that redistricting map and he's mad about it. Well, at first, I look at these comments and I'm like, all right. You're saying that President Trump is mad about this. Why? That map, the 10-to-1 map, was thrown out faster than water could come out of a faucet, okay? That map was going nowhere. It was never going anywhere. Again, when I asked about Governor Westmore's team, Governor Moore, I still don't know why your team sent you to Virginia to push this map as it was a ballot initiative. I don't know why they told you to take time out of your schedule to go down there. I guess just so you can be on the scene, is it another photo op? Because that map was never going anywhere. 10-to-1? 10 Democrats to 1? Republican? As this map currently sits, which there could be gerrymandering already, it currently sits where you've got 5 Republicans and 6 Democrats. You thought you could make it 10-to-1? No one's that dumb. No one. Anyways, so I looked at that and I said, all right, so now they're jumping on Trump's case. Well, it turns out this probe into this Virginia senator, Louise Lucas, this started 3 years ago under Joe Biden. The Biden attorneys, the Biden DOJ, they had a concern about bribery and corruption in regards to the VA senator, Louise Lucas, and they were trying to figure out because they think that she could have been money laundering through the cannabis dispensary. Okay? So this has nothing to do with President Trump. This is under Biden's DOJ, okay? That's who started this investigation, again, 3 years ago. And so now you see the raid. Now, what will come of this raid, I don't know. Will we learn more details? Probably not anytime soon. I'm sure after the raid, they're going to go through some of this information. They're going to put together their case. But when the feds show up, what is the usual, right? When the feds show up, you're cooked. Right? That's the usual. Everybody says this, right? If it's the local police, you might have a shot. But when the feds show up, you're cooked. It's your last day. You know what, Senator Louise Lucas? You got former Mayor Catherine Pugh. She's out of prison right now. You know, she went for to money laundering through some books that she held at a school. Healthy Holly was the name of those books. You might want to ask her how cooked you are, because it doesn't look good. If you want to weigh in on this, of course you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You can lay in on this. I am going to get into the question of the day and also the question from yesterday. But I just wanted to point out, here you got another situation where Democrats, they swarmed to social media with their Trump derangement syndrome to lie. I got a text message from a Democrat friend. He goes, well, how dare you jump on Facebook and upload this video coming to Trump's defense? That's not what I did. That's not what I did. It was a teaser video from WCBM that we posted last night to talk about what I was going to talk about at 9 o'clock, right? And in the video, I said it was a Biden-era probe. This Democrat, he had the nerve to say, well, you didn't have to jump that fast with the facts. That's the Democrat Party. Oh, God forbid I jump on the facts. I'm so sorry. How can you ever forgive me for this? Oh, craziness. All right, we'll be right back to talk about it more.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that's just professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down. So while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410- 321-1100.
The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This car has been stopped for quite some time. I'm going to check it out. Excuse me. Have you been smoking any pot today?
No.
Well, you've been stopped here for 15 minutes. Can you tell me why that is?
We're waiting for the stop sign to turn green.
How high are you?
High are you?
No, I said, how high are you?
Hi, how are you? This cop is so friendly, babe.
Okay, I am going to have to conduct a pot sobriety test.
Oh, man, I'm too high for that.
Blow into this.
Hey, is that a breathalyzer?
No.
That may or may not be live footage from yesterday's FBI raid. I'm just kidding. Just Josh and Brian, the producer. That was funny. You know what? We shouldn't be cracking jokes here. Look, and I understand people use cannabis for medical reasons, right? We talked about this a couple weeks ago with the Baltimore County Fire Department, right? We had the fire union president, Steve Redmer. He was here in studio with us talking about a legislation that was passed to help firefighters because a lot of them do use cannabis, whether it's injuries that they received on the job, you know, mental health issues. They're already short-staffed. I get it. I am not against cannabis completely. I'm not against it. The whole thing, like you know, here in the state of Maryland, like you can drive high. I'm against that. Like, you're not supposed to, but now if a cop pulls you over and he smells marijuana, there's nothing they can do about it, right? The law on the book now, on the books now says he can't do anything about it. I just don't agree. I think it's unsafe. And I think they need to go back and they got to make some amendments on the cannabis law here in the state of Maryland. Anyways, furthermore, we were talking about Senator Lucas and the fact that she had her office that was raided and her dispensary, her cannabis dispensary, which was they're next door to each other in the same shopping center. That was also raided. And again, right now, the only information we have from the feds is this has to do with a Biden probe 3 years ago that is in regards to bribery and corruption. That's the possibility here. Now, there's like little murmurs on the street, little rumors. Oh, yeah, you know, it could be money laundering. You know, we don't know what's going on. So we'll wait and see. She is innocent until proven guilty of anything. She didn't answer any questions. Abigail Spanberger, the governor, she didn't really answer any questions. And this is what we have so far. Real quick on this note, though, I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's another push to this conversation because apparently Fox News, yes, Fox News National, Bill, I always get his last name wrong, Baglusian. What is this kid's name? Bill, he's really attractive. He's like the hottie at Fox News. Bill Mulligan? No, what? I don't know. You know who I'm talking about. Anyways, he was on the scene as the federal investigator showed up for the raid. So everybody's now talking about the fact that, you know, how could he have known that it was going to happen unless somebody tipped him off? Now, I will say that's most likely true. Now, is that wrong? Is it against the law? Could, you know, that federal investigator be reprimanded? Sure. Is Bill in trouble with it? No. You know, he probably got the text or the call. And, you know, that is what it is. And so it's not uncommon, from my understanding, it's not uncommon that this happens. As Brian produced says, you know, CNN knew about the raid on Roger Stone's home. That is correct. And then also, don't forget, real quick, remember when you had the raid? Remember the monster? We didn't find out a lot of information afterwards, but he's the guy that drove the truck where was he? In Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It was Mardi Gras. Remember that? No, it was New Year's Eve. And in Louisiana, you had that guy in the white truck that drove through the crowd. Do you remember that, Brian, the producer? We were talking about it here on the show. He drove through the crowd, and I can't remember his name, but there were a couple of kids that were unfortunately killed that night. But when the FBI, when the federal investigator showed up at his home, which was in, it wasn't even in Louisiana, I think it was in Texas, they showed up at his home, and there were reporters already on the scene. They already knew exactly where he lived. Now, they were saying, oh, well, we found his address. And some people were saying at that time, they don't believe that they found their address. They believe that they were tipped off. Anyways, it happens often, Brian the producer. Yes, like you mentioned, Roger Stone. It happens often. It happens often. So I don't think Bill's in any trouble. But, you know, now that's kind of the narrative because they want to be able to shake off the fact that this was a Biden-era probe into a Democrat. All right, we'll leave it right there for now. We get back. We'll get to the question of the day. We'll talk about the question from yesterday. John Fetterman, I asked him, do you think he should be a Republican? There are Republicans on Capitol Hill that are trying to flip him into the Republican Party. I'm going to give you my thoughts on that because we didn't get into that yesterday. But we're going to talk about that and more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There is extensive property damage across parts of the southeast after powerful storms, including tornadoes, pounded the region. Mississippi, in particular the southern part of the state, especially hard hit. Iran claims to be reviewing a new U.S. proposal to end the war as President Trump threatens more bombing if no deal is reached. Today's AAA national average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.55. That's up a couple of pennies from yesterday. The California average, $6.16 a gallon. Russia's defense ministry reports its air defenses shot down 347 Ukrainian drones overnight. This major attack comes after Moscow rejected Kiev's ceasefire earlier in the week. Drones were destroyed over some 20 Russian regions, including Moscow. More details, srnnews.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy with a little bit of mist out there for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we do expect to see a little bit more sunshine. Temperatures back into the 60s. We'll be warmer with more sun on Friday, and then we're tracking our next weather maker as rain showers roll in Saturday and hopefully clearing up for Mother's Day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 26th session was a failure for Maryland. Thanks to Democrats, our state is less safe, less affordable, and less accountable. A record $71 billion budget, nearly $4 billion higher than last year, was built on accounting gimmicks and short-term fixes that ignore Maryland's structural deficit. There was no real effort to control spending, and the result is predictable. Higher taxes ahead and more pressure on working families. Democrats also blocked allowing the Baltimore County Inspector General to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system. On public safety, the new policies weaken accountability for violent juveniles and strain an already overwhelmed juvenile system. Other bad laws restrict cooperation between law enforcement and ICE, removing tools used to detain dangerous illegal immigrants. At the same time, new statewide mandates add burdens on police. This session sends the wrong message: less support for law enforcement, less fiscal discipline, and less focus on basic public safety and common sense.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning, good morning. Of course, we're just talking about the latest out of Virginia. And the state senator, Louise Lucas, she's in some hot water here. She's been a senator for 34 years, top Democrat leader. She's basically, you know, Senator Bill Ferguson is, as the president there in the Senate. And she led the redistricting efforts. And, of course, that map was blocked. I did want to just read to you guys, if I could. She did have a comment that later on, well, I guess this morning for on her social media, I did see it on X. So let me go on over to that because I want to make sure, you know, you hear what she has to say about this. But I find this very interesting because, you know, the first and foremost, the audacity of putting your political office, your campaign office, next to your cannabis dispensary. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yes, if you, as a constituent, if you want to come talk to me, you know, come on over and talk to me. But while you're here, check out our... Dude, oh, man. Oh, there are no standards today. None. You got zero. Senator Louise Lucas, just so you know, her real name is... Well, her first name is Lily. Her Louise is her middle name. So her name is Lily Louise Lucas. She says, and this is her quote, and she has it on her social media accounts if you want to take a look at it. She says, today's actions by federal agents are about far more than one state senator. They are about power and who is allowed to use it on behalf of the people. What we saw fits a clear pattern from this administration. When challenged, they try to intimidate and silence the voices who stand up to them. She says, just 2 weeks ago, Virginians sent a powerful message when they voted to stop Trump's scheme to manipulate the 2026 midterm elections. Voters across this commonwealth made clear that the power belongs with the people, not with the politicians who try to take power away from them. I was proud to help lead that effort, and I have never been afraid to stand up to Donald Trump or anyone else that has tried to undermine our democracy. Again, Senator Louise Lucas says, I am deeply grateful for the love and support of my family and friends and for many colleagues and constituents who have reached out in the recent hours. I will have more to say in the days ahead, but know this, I'm not backing down and I will keep fighting for the people of Portsmouth and the Commonwealth of Virginia. That was her message there. Now, again, she's blaming President Trump for this Biden-era probe, first and foremost. But let's also go back. When it comes to the redistricting in Virginia, yeah, the map was whack. But don't forget, the question itself that they put on the ballot was also considered unconstitutional. That's why the judge was easily able to throw it out. The question was, basically, do you want a fair map? And people said yes. So then it goes back and everybody's like, wait a minute, that's the question here? Of course they want a fair map, but they took that as, all right, let's do redistricting and let's push this map through that we want. So she led that charge. She had to sign off on that ridiculous question. And so, no, I don't feel bad for her. This is the same party that wants to draw congressional districts based on race. These people are nuts. You know, it's interesting because all they have to do, honestly, the Democrat Party... From way back when, the JFK days, right? A lot of people were on board with the party then. And I think they had, you know, some winning messages then. And I think now, and you hear this from so many people that have switched to the Republican Party, right? Whether it's big figures like even President Trump or Elon Musk and others like Tulsi Gabbard, the left has left so many of those people behind. Like when your main focus, right, and I was talking about this the other day on Newsmax, the panelist Claire, she brought up a great point. She said when Kamala Harris ran for office, her main focus was abortion. Remember? They even had it like the DNC convention. There was a truck outside where you could go and actually talk to somebody and, you know, in the clinics about getting abortions. And it's, that was their main focus. Your main focus, are abortions, transgender athletes and the opposite gender sports, putting tampons in men's bathrooms. This is your message. It's not going to win. It's not going to win. And then on top of it, they know that they're bending the knee and kneeling down to a very small percentage of the country. It's a very small percentage. How many? I got to look at the numbers. I haven't looked recently, but the percentage that I saw maybe 2 years ago, the number of people that were trans, it was like 4%. Why are you bending down to 4%? You can't win elections with 4% of the country. This is stupid on your part, right? You're hoping everybody's going to be like, oh, look at these underdogs. Oh, yes, we have to support them. Look, those days are pretty much over. Those days are over. Now people realize when you go to support the underdogs, that means that you're going to screw yourself. People have gotten the message. Anyways, we'll continue to watch and see what happens there. I do want to go back, obviously, the question of the day yesterday. I didn't get to really talk about it much. But I want to make sure that we did talk about it. Yesterday it was whether or not you believe that Republicans should, in fact, try to flip Senator John Fetterman from a Democrat to a Republican. Now, I'm in the minority. Apparently, 65% of you said yes. 36% of you said no. Those numbers are a little off, right? 65% said yes. 36% say no. Well, here's the thing. I'm with the no, and I'll tell you why. Not only do I think it's more of a Senator Manchin, remember him out of West Virginia? He was like the wild card that we got to use to our advantage, right? But if you flip Senator John Fetterman, we no longer will have the wild card. And not only that, there are many times that he would be voting against the Trump agenda, against the Republican Party. Just so people will understand, he's for universal health care, Senator John Fetterman. He is for illegal immigration. You know, he doesn't want it to completely take over, you know, to a point where it's so overwhelming. But he's fine with illegal immigration. All right. He's fine. He doesn't talk about it too much, but he is pro-choice. He is basically a Democrat on paper. The only time that he's really thinking twice about things is like we're saying, you know, because he is on the side of Israel. For some reason, that's no longer something you can do in the Democrat Party. I don't know how that flipped over. But he's on the side of Israel. He's on the side of Trump with trying to make sure that Iran doesn't have nuclear weapons. Right? So there's these little things. And he also, remember, when it comes to Senator John Thune and Senator John Fetterman, remember, they had a conversation. Fetterman is against voter ID. He said that he's going to vote no for the Save America Act. So I don't think we should try to flip John Fetterman at all. I think we should just look at it and say, yeah, sometimes he's going to vote with us. Sometimes he's a blessing. I just don't want him to be a curse. So anyways, I'm in the minority, it seems. I know that we have a slim majority there in the Senate, but I don't think that's the way to go about it. I think this November, we've got to see the GOP, right, on the national level, the RNC, they're going to have to, you know, move some hurdles and pick up some Senate seats. I think we're going to pick up House seats, Senate seats. That still remains to be seen, right? We'll see what happens with that. But anyways, I wanted to give you my take on that one. Today's question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Don't forget at WCBM.com. Also in the app, the poll question tab is right there for you. And we're going to get into this in a little bit. You might have saw that a federal judge did drop. Yes, he dropped, allegedly, the suicide note from Jeffrey Epstein. Did you guys see that? You know what? I'll just read it now, actually. The question of the day is, do you believe Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide? That's the question of the day, because I saw a lot of people weighing in on this. And, you know, your choices are, and let me make sure that it's all up there and ready to go at WCBO.com. The choices are yes, no, or you think he's still alive. I keep seeing people post that. Are you one of those people? I mean, look, I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you. If you think that Jeffrey Epstein is still alive, that's on you. That's between you and, you know, your thoughts. But that's the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you believe Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide? Do you believe that he did? Now, your choice is, again, yes, no, or he's still alive. And I, again, I put that because of the chatter online. So I want to read the so-called note to you here. Now, just so you know, it looked like Scribble Scrabble. So I had it looks like Scribble Scrabble, the note that they posted. So I had to actually go and find where, you know, where it was translated and then make sure that it was confirmed. Because, look, I have terrible handwriting. But this was bad. All right. Jeffrey Epstein's allegedly his handwriting was really bad. Anyways, here's what the note said. They investigated me for months, found nothing. So 10-year-old charges revived. It is no treat to be able to choose one's time to say goodbye. What you want me to do. Okay, that's what it was. What you want me to do? Protest again. No fun, not worth it. That's the note. Brian, the producer, does that sound like a suicide note to you? No fun. Like, you don't say, you know, I love so-and-so and goodbye and may the Lord see me at the gates. I don't know. I don't know, but I don't know Jeffrey Epstein, thank God. But I don't know. They investigated me for months, found nothing, so 10-year-old charges revived. Anyways, question of the day, again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide? Yes, no, or you think he's still alive? I don't know. Just let your voice be heard on that one. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I did want to know, because, of course, I opened a can of worms. You know, Donna Brazile. You guys know Donna Brazile, right? Donna Brazile. She is a black woman. She was a CNN commentator. I haven't seen her on there in quite some time. So I don't know if she's still contracted over there. But during Hillary Clinton's run there in 2016, she was like, you know, right there on the team. And she was accused, along with Roland Martin at the time, if you remember, to giving Hillary Clinton the debate questions with President Trump. She was accused of giving her the questions ahead of time. So that's Donna Brazile. Well, anyways, Donna Brazile commented yesterday on Senator Louise Lucas's FBI raid on X. And she said, oh, look at this. It's politically motivated. And of course, she added, it's also racially charged, right? She's saying, because Senator Louise is a black woman as well. So I just wrote underneath her post, and I, you know, no shots taken at Donna Brazile. I met her a few times, only like in a green room or in a makeup chair, you know, kind of deal. Don't know her really at all, but I've, you know, said hello, been very, you know, nice. I'm always polite. I'm a nice person, by the way. Brian, the producer, you might not know this about me, but I'm actually very polite and kind. So anyway, so I write on there, and if you recall, because it's going to be 10 years in July, I said, I still believe you know what happened to Seth Rich, and I hope one day you feel compelled to tell everyone what happened. That's what I said to her. And that opened a can of worms, because people saw the comment, and they were like, she definitely knows, and da-da-da-da-da. And if you recall, Seth Rich worked for the DNC. 27 years old. He was living in D.C. in a very nice neighborhood on Capitol Hill. And he allegedly, we still don't know, allegedly, Julian Assange over at WikiLeaks said that before Seth Rich was killed in a supposed attempted robbery, he sent him emails that were supposedly missing from Hillary Clinton's server. Remember that whole thing, Benghazi committee hearings, and there were 30,000 emails that were missing and other DNC emails. Well, anyways, Seth Rich, who had access to these emails and all this on the IT system, we were told by Julian Assange, Mr. WikiLeaks, that he sent them over there. And this is right before Seth Rich was supposed to testify that he actually had seen these missing emails. Well, anyways, it was about 4 a.m. in the morning. And I know all the details on this because it's still, like, it's a big question to me to this day. 4 a.m. in the morning, again, nice neighborhood. I know exactly where he was killed. We were told it was a botched robbery. And somebody came up to him to rob him, yet nothing was missing. He had his wallet, he had his watch, he had all his credit cards. He had everything still on him. And he was shot twice in the back. Okay. At the time, he was on the phone with his girlfriend, if you recall. And she said that, you know, they really didn't take her testimony on this too far. But she said at the time that she heard him say hello to somebody that she felt like he knew. And at this time, Donna Brazile, her name came up in question because the private investigator that was hired by Seth Rich's parents initially, Rod Wheeler, he said that Donna Brazile was his, or was, Seth Rich's point of contact at the DNC. And he said that they believe they have found text messages from Donna. Again, this is all alleged. Donna Brazile texting Seth Rich saying, hey, be careful. You know, you need to just chill on what you're doing. I don't know what you think you're doing. But caught up in these emails that were supposedly missing were also emails from the DNC's higher-ups, right? So according to Julian Assange, Seth Rich sent over 44,000 emails to him. There were about 30-something thousand emails missing from Hillary Clinton, and then there were more. And so it was said at the time that those extra emails were from the DNC higher-ups that were coordinating with trying to basically take down Bernie Sanders during the primary for Hillary Clinton, and then also they were working on the so-called Russian hoax because they were at that point they believed that President Trump was going to win the GOP primary. So supposedly those emails were there, okay? We never got to see the emails. We never got to see Seth Rich's laptop. The parents, after, you know, backlash, they dropped Rod Wheeler as a private investigator. And then they told Fox News and everybody else to stop talking about it. Remember that? Okay. So then after that, people were wondering what happened to Seth Rich's laptop, right? Because they were like, all right, if he sent emails to Julian Assange, where's the laptop? Well, afterwards, if you recall, the FBI said that the laptop would not be made available because people were trying to get it between from FOIA, right, through the public request. And the FBI said that they were going to put a hold on the laptop, but it's still sitting somewhere for 66 years. 66 years. And I said, wait a minute. You're telling me this kid was robbed. Nothing was taken. He was shot in the back. I believe the girlfriend with the testimony that he said hello to somebody he knew at the time. That's why he got off the phone with her, and then that's when he was killed. And you're telling me that this botched robbery has the federal investigators on this wanting to hide his laptop for 66 years? Really? Anyways, I know I digressed really hard here, but I still, to this day, in 10 years, it'll be 10 years in July, to this day, that murder is on my mind. And I think, honestly, because there was so much surrounding it, you remember at the time, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the congresswoman in Florida that's about to lose her seat because of redistricting, she was the head of DNC at the time. Remember, she had to step down after Seth Rich was killed. And these so-called emails were supposedly sent to WikiLeaks. She stepped down, and her chief of staff, his name was Anwar, and this is, you know, information that we got from Rod Wheeler, the private investigator. He was arrested at Dulles Airport trying to flee the country. Do you guys, I know, because I got into the weeds of this, you might not remember it, but it was a couple days after Seth Rich was murdered. And Anwar apparently had also access to the IT system through the DNC and the House of Representatives. And anyways, that murder lives rent-free in my head. It lives rent-free in my head. And when I think about the Democrat Party, I think about Hillary Clinton, I think about all these things that are happening now with this raid with the FBI, with the state senator, I don't put it past any of them, any of those politicians, to do things, you know, that they're being accused of. I just don't. I think there are some evil people out there, and I think some of them are higher-ups in both political parties. That's what I believe. All right. Anyways, don't forget to take the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you believe that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide? Yes, no, or you think he's still alive? Cast your vote. When we get back, we'll discuss a little bit more about what's going on locally. I don't know if you guys saw, there was a video that was dropped of the dirt bike crash that killed the 37-year-old on Tuesday night. So I want to go over that just a little bit. And then we'll talk to Tori Snow with the Baltimore Sun.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You have a Michigan Senate candidate. This guy's as bad as Graham Plattner in Maine. This guy, El Sayed, you know, with his ties, there was a FoxNews.com article. to extremists and extremism fueling anti-Semitism concerns among Jewish voters. That's the headline. American Jewish Committee reports that 91% of American Jews say violent anti-Semitic attacks have increased their concerns over safety. But there is just disgusting vitriol hatred. And I'm not sure where this newfound love of Sharia came from. You know what my attitude is? If you think Sharia is better than the West, then go live there.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, I want to talk about Africa for just a second. Now, hear me out. The African economies have made some very interesting gains in recent years. They have been strengthening their gold holdings with all this global uncertainty, and it seems to be working. They've added $50 billion in value over the last year alone. That's not bad. Now, the truth is Africa is not alone. Central banks across the globe, they're still buying gold, and it doesn't look to be stopping. So does it make sense for you to add some gold to your own holdings? That's where my friends at Gold Co. come in. They can help you figure this out. They're offering you, my audience, a free gold and silver kit, and you can educate yourself about the power of gold and silver. And then you'll see if you qualify for an extra 10% in bonus gold or silver just for getting started. It's a great deal. Gold Co., I'm a customer. Give them a call, 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's Attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, don't forget, do you believe Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide? That's the question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, WCBM.com. Also, the poll question can be found on the app there. And if you haven't downloaded the app just yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. It's free in the app store, WCBM 680. Type that in. Get yourself the app. Everybody's doing it, okay? No pressure. Everyone's doing it. I got Daryl in Westminster. Daryl, I got off on a tangent there talking about Seth Rich. Did you want to weigh in real quick on it?
Yeah, real quick. Just happened to say last week I was talking to one of my best buddies, and we talked about the Seth Rich. Now, there was a best friend of Seth Rich's that was delivering papers to the DNC because of the Bernie Sanders, whatever you want to call it, where he was being paid off to give up because Bernie actually won the nomination for the Democrats. Now, my friend, his son was best friends with this guy, Rich's friend. The guy that was supposed to serve the papers, or I don't know if he ever did, committed suicide. Well, my friend's son said he would never commit suicide. So I guess it was, what do they call that? The Hillary.
Yeah. Yeah, they're always saying that. And, you know, that was a lot of the question there, Daryl. And, you know, they were using, of course, the big question was, were they using the Clinton Foundation to launder money and do all kinds of things? And then there was, like, the guy that put a bunch of money in from China into her race and Obama's. And, yeah, so there's so many questions, Daryl. But that was really cool. Go ahead.
They were saying, they also said that, yeah, he was the WikiLeaks guy, that Seth Rich was.
Yeah, no, that's what everybody says, except for the DNC. So, yeah, well, Daryl, thank you so much. I hope you have a great week. Thank you.
I didn't mean to give you a little more to think about, but okay.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. I love to think. That's what I do. I think all day. Thoughts just racing in my head. That's why I can't sleep at night. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to our friend Tori Snow. He's got his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. We'll get into that. And then also we'll get into Governor Westmore's really bizarre photo op in Cheltenham, Maryland. And I do have an update with the dirt bike rider that was killed on Tuesday night in Baltimore City. They dropped the video footage. I'll explain it when we get back.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. There is extensive property damage across parts of Mississippi after powerful storms, including at least one confirmed tornado, hammered the state last night. Forecasters warn of the possibility of more severe weather across the southeast through the end of the week. Iran says it's reviewing a new U.S. proposal to end the war as President Trump threatens more bombing if no deal is reached. The BBC's Peter Bowes.
President Trump is now calling the war with Iran a skirmish. He insists it's going very smoothly and that any hardship caused to Americans because of high fuel prices will be short-term and worth it to stop Iran's nuclear ambitions. His latest statements about the negotiations with Tehran have been optimistic but vague. But there are few outward signs of a deal being imminent. With tensions across the region, an agreement between Iran and the U.S. remains elusive.
Today's AAA national average for a gallon of regular gas, $4.55. That's up 2 cents. From yesterday, the California average, $6.16 a gallon. Russia's defense ministry reports its air defenses shot down 347 Ukrainian drones overnight. This major attack comes after Moscow rejected Kiev's ceasefire earlier in the week. Drones were destroyed over 20 Russian regions, including Moscow. Investigating corruption allegations, the FBI has searched an office of powerful Virginia Democratic State Senator Louise Lucas. A federal raid in Portsmouth stems from an alleged bribery scheme said to involve a marijuana dispensary business. Watching Wall Street this hour, stocks have now turned mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 49 points, while the NASDAQ trading 62 points higher. The S&P 500 index is 2 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center.
Fox 45 says, did Baltimore County Public Schools officials do enough to prevent a bus stop fight in Towson that led to five students being charged with assault? One former Baltimore City principal says no, and she believes school leaders should be held accountable. In your opinion, do you think the leadership at Dumbarton Middle School failed? Project Baltimore's Chris Pabst asked Angel Lewis, who has spent nearly 25 years in public education. In this instance, yes, Lewis answered. Now parents are having to deal with issues that could have otherwise been avoided. And the man who scaled the Frederick Douglass Memorial Bridge in D.C. finally came down on Wednesday morning after he said he ran out of water. The man who identified himself on social media as Guido Reichstadter had been on the bridge since Friday, May 1st. I'm still here on the bridge. My water ran out Sunday and I'm heading down in the morning, Reichstadter said in an X post on Tuesday. D.C. police have confirmed that he's being charged with crowding, obstructing, and other charges and unlawful entry and failing to obey an officer. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
There will be no Triple Crown winner this year. Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo will not run in the Preakness Stakes, the trainer announced. This is the third time in the past 5 years that the horse that won the Derby has not raced in the second leg of the Triple Crown races. The trainer said Golden Tempo will compete in the Belmont Stakes, which will be held in her hometown of Sarasota Springs, New York. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is coming up next.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
WCBM News Time, 10:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little cloudy and cool for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, we do expect to see a little bit more sunshine and temperatures into the 60s. More sun and warmer temperatures on Friday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
56 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 55 in Pikesville, and 56 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Yes, it's Friday Eve. And you know what? As Sean Casey mentioned earlier, Mother's Day is looking very beautiful. Brian, the producer, are you all ready for Mother's Day? Yes? You're getting there. Okay. Well, you've got a lot of mothers in your family to celebrate. So hopefully you're already getting the gifts together. If you're just joining us, of course, I don't know how we got on this. Well, I do kind of know, but we were talking about Seth Rich. Susan in the text line says, thank you for talking about Seth Rich. You know, Susan, you're welcome, and I will continue to do so. That murder to this day is just really unbelievable that we really didn't get to the bottom of it. Also, Randy says, good morning, Kim. John Fetterman, that was our question of the day yesterday. He says, I think that he should stay where he is. Right now, he does something Republicans want. They heap praises on him. If he switches his party, every time he does something the Republicans do not like, we will call him a rhino. Randy, I agree. And I think that he would be voting against Republicans more often than not. Of course, we were also talking in the beginning of the show about the Virginia state senator that had her office and her cannabis dispensary raided by the FBI. Right now, we get to talk to our friend, columnist at the Baltimore Sun, Tori Snow. Good morning, Tori. How are you?
Good morning, Kimberly. Good to chat with you.
Yes. Did you know, Tori, once you're elected to office, and hopefully you run again, you could actually have your cannabis dispensary right next to your political office?
that's the wildest thing. No, it's actually not. I mean, we're in Maryland, so I've seen wilder. But yeah, it is absolutely shocking, the audacity. It really is. Isn't it audacious to do that?
Yeah.
And expect that nobody's going to question it?
Yeah, like, no, that's crazy.
That's what surprised me about that. Like, they're like, oh, this is totally fine. This is totally normal.
Yeah, and now she's like, oh, this investigation is politically motivated. And then they're like, oh, wait, this started under Joe Biden. Well, that doesn't matter.
Has she called for racism yet?
Oh, you know what? It's getting there. There's a few people. Of course, Donna Brazile. That's how we got into the Seth Rich topic, by the way. Donna Brazile is already entering race into the chat.
Yeah,
well,
there we go.
Speaking of race.
Chat, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of race, I looked at your latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. It's a good one, as always. The title, Why the Supreme Court's Ruling on Voting Rights Act Should Be Encouraging. Explain that one to us, Tori.
Yes. So look, I mean, isn't it great that we live in a society where it is really, really hard to prove that you have to racially discriminate?
That's
ultimately what's ultimately happened is that in the context of the Voting Rights Act, and I kind of outlined this, when it was passed, there were lots of examples of things that the courts are looking at this and saying, no, we got to do something about this. We have to counteract when you had literal like gerrymandering for the purpose of excluding black people. And these people weren't even shy about it. You had poll taxes, explicit acts that were taking place. And the reality is that now you need like a microscope in order to find racism. You know, it reminds me of the scene in The Incredibles. When was the last time you watched The Incredibles?
Is that the cartoon movie where they're wearing red?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The cartoon movie where they're wearing red. And the teacher's like, I swear he's guilty. And they're looking at the footage. They're like, I think I see it there. That's where we are with racism. They're like, this is racism. There's racism everywhere. And you have to look real close. And you got to like turn it just right. And if you look at just the right time, just after the sun goes down, you can see the racism. Like, that's the whole vibe that I'm getting. And the Supreme Court is like, we don't need to be racist in order to fix racism anymore. Our society, does it exist? Yes, there's always going to be fumes of racism here in the United States. But when you go before the courts are like, there's not much here. And so I personally feel like the Supreme Court, like, making this ruling should be like a milestone to say, hey, the things that our forefathers fought for in the civil rights era, the laws that we've had, all of those things worked as intended, because now we have a society where it doesn't make sense in any context to show racial discrimination or bias against anyone. It doesn't make sense, and the Supreme Court affirmed that.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost as if they forgot that Lady Justice is in fact blindfolded there, Tori.
Right, exactly. And again, but again, you know this as well as I do. Race is big business for progressives and Democrats. It really is. Like, it literally pays the bills. So
yeah.
If people ever start saying, like, no, we don't need to be racist, because that's the whole premise. Like, well, you got to be racist in order to fix racism. Now it's harder and harder to prove it. You got to have Juicy Smouillet, you know, fake an attack in order to prove racism. You've got that's the Dave Chappelle reference there. You've got to have the SPLC literally bankrolling the Ku Klux Klan. Because without it, like, how are we going to pay the bills? That's the vibe that I'm getting. So my argument that I laid out in the column is that, you know, rather than hyperventilating and crying about the Voting Rights Act being gutted, people should say, isn't it great that in 2026 we don't need things like the Voting Rights Act anymore?
Yeah, you would think so. And look, I think that, you know, on the right, you see it. Not completely on the left. And, you know, it was also interesting, Tori, because after that decision was made, I did take to X and I was commenting on some people's posts. And I was surprised to see so many black people, so many black Americans that were upset and couldn't understand how this was a win for us, for the Constitution.
Yeah, it's because there's a lot of propaganda. Right. And propaganda is effective. Right. And they're very good at telling people, hey, everyone's out to get you. There's tons of racism everywhere. Look, are there racist people? Absolutely. I don't think anyone's going to deny that. The problem is these racists hide. Right. And the reason they hide is because we live in a society that doesn't tolerate it anymore. Right. So again, the Democrats are like, well, you got to, like, you know, hold, stand over here at this angle and look at this angle, and you can see the racism at just the right time. Like, that's really where we are as a society. You know, Governor Moore is trying to defend his gerrymandering gambit. Well, people oppose me, you know, trying to remove all the Republicans because of racism and redlining. I'm like, what? Come on, man. Miss me with that argument.
Right. You know what? I wish, you said the racists are hiding today. I wish Mayor Brenda Scott would hide. That would be great, right? Right now he's hiding documents from the Inspector General, but it would be nice. Yes,
did you see Governor? Oh, you did, because I saw you. I don't know if you talked about it yet. I was on the train, but did you see that picture of Governor Moore, like at the site?
We are on the same page, Tori. I'm getting into that next. Yes. Was that not the most bizarre photo op you've ever seen?
Okay. Everything about this dude is dramatic and theatric. Like, literally. Like I don't know if you follow. Unfortunately, you know, the internet has picked up that I am quite interested in the governor and his antics. Every Sunday, he's waving a Bible in church, and the next minute, he's kneeling. And, you know, it reminds me, do you remember when the people of Congress, like, had the little...
The kente cloth on.
And they were kneeling. Yes. It's the same energy that I got from that picture.
This is definitely Nancy Pelosi in kente cloth kneeling on the House floor. That, you're right. You are absolutely correct. I forgot all about that.
My mind.
Oh, my gosh. We will talk about that next. Again, Tori Snow with the Baltimore Sun. He's got his columns there every week. And, of course, Tori, you know, we'll get into that next. But I thought I saw that picture and I just thought, wow, this guy has gone far. And I also noted there, Tori, because here's a guy. He's, you know, we'll get back to the Supreme Court decision in a second. Sorry to take you everywhere. Please stay on. Put your hands and feet inside the ride. OK,
yes, ma'am.
We're on this ride together. But no, I saw that. And then I said in the comments, I said, I don't even know why your team would do this to you, because right now you're being accused of being basically a pathological liar. And right now it is not confirmed historically that there are 230 plus bodies buried in Cheltenham, Maryland. That might not actually be accurate.
Fact check, right? You know, age of misinformation. But again, it's all about the image. It's all about the narrative and the theatrics. And the worst part is, Kimberly, people just lap it up. They buy it, right? Again, same thing with the Supreme Court. People left and right, oh, the Voting Rights Act is gutted, and now black people aren't going to have a vote anymore. Look, if you're having a hard time getting black people elected, take that up with the Democrat Party, right? Because I think that the statistics are like 80% of, voter, 80% of black voters vote for Democrats. And if you're worried about the representation in Congress, you need to take that up with, you know, the people that are, you know, targeting black people. I mean, look, didn't we just have a black woman try to run for governor in Virginia?
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there a black woman that tried to run for Congress in Maryland? What's her name?
There was a lot of K's in her name. I don't know. She was suspect.
But, you know, whatever happened to support black women then? Like, so again, it's not, this has nothing to do with race for them. It's all about political power. I obviously make that argument. I think more people just need to be aware that these people are manipulating you in a very, very big way. And I just hope that more people wake up and say, hey, when the Supreme Court says you really can't use race as a primary basis for drawing legislative districts, I would think that, you know, the race hustlers out there would say, yeah, we kind of agree you shouldn't be using race in order to draw legislative districts. That's kind of what we were all kind of fighting for. So
right.
The fact that they're not supporting that, the fact that they're upset that we can't be racist when drawing our legislative boundaries should tell you a lot about their motives.
No, absolutely. Again, I was speaking to Tori Snow, and he's with Free Range Politics. He's got his op-eds in the Baltimore Sun every week. You know, I did see where you mentioned in your column this week, Tori, the one white guy that I ran against, Johnny Osheski, with, you know, there was a lot of rhetoric, like you said, win with black women, except for when it comes to Kim Klasick against Johnny O. And yes, he entered the chat on this one. I see you noted that.
Goodness.
He said it was dangerous.
I immediately muted him. I thought you introduced that. I'm like, are you kidding? Now, again, so first of all, for someone in Congress to come forward and say, like, we need term limits, I'm like, bro, you literally, like, we just buried, you know, a senator who voted the day she died at 90 years old. Like, so, like, miss me with any idea of term limits. Start with your own house, you know. Oh, this is a dangerous ruling. And for someone that, like, he teaches history and everything, like, he should know better, right? He should absolutely understand that the context of the Voting Rights Act was we had to
full infrastructure, super racist laws. All of those races, all of those laws are gone. We don't have those racism. The implementation of the Voting Rights Act, which created racially biased, you know, districts for the purpose of correcting those issues do not exist anymore. And to me, somebody that's in Congress ought to know better than that.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's deflecting because there's a couple other stories that dropped that we'll talk about later in the show in Baltimore County with a settlement that might go public. So he might have been trying to deflect. Ooh. And that's why he introduced this so-called Roe Act.
That was kind of weird because he's usually kind of quiet. But the Roe Act, I mean, and people need to recognize the Roe Act, this is a radical piece of legislation. Like, to impose term limits on the Supreme Court, I don't think people realize, like, and that's why I didn't even really take it seriously, because it's not serious. It's not, I don't even think it'll even get a hearing in the committee, maybe. I don't know. But, like, that's a super cynical piece of legislation, and that's not usually what I associate from him. So it is a little strange, the timing of that, and now that I know that there might be other things, I'll have to keep a closer eye on that situation.
Oh, yeah, Baltimore County, they're trying to decide whether or not they'll make a settlement that was hush-hush public, which was under his watch as county executive, so I'm watching as well. Tori Snow, I did just want to ask you real quick here, if I could. You know, Louisiana is now saying that they are going to redraw the maps. You know, just kind of looking at the layout in the land right now, do you see the Republicans holding on to the House here come November?
Not even close. I think the Republicans are in big trouble. And I mean, honestly, it doesn't really have a lot to do with the maps. It has a lot to do with the fact that the issues that cost you elections, like, I don't know, $4, you know, valedictorian level gas prices. You know, I think I filled up my four-cylinder car for like $50. The whole purpose of me buying this thing was so that I could fill it up for $25, $30. I think that these economic kitchen table issues, I don't think any amount of messaging is going to override the economic pain that people are feeling. So I don't feel great about Republican prospects of maintaining any control, specifically in the House. I don't think it looks great.
Interesting. See, I'm on the other end. I'm one to think, and I just because you know how people have short-term memory, Tori, I'm one to think that if they get a handle on what's going on in Iran, and look, it sounds like they're being, you know, stretched, you know, and bled dry there. I think if they get a handle on that within the next month, I think come November, people will forget about it.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, if we back down to, $2, $3 a gallon gas, you know, that hits in the midsummer, absolutely, we're talking a different ballgame. Just right now, I don't see it. Grocery prices continue to go up. The president hasn't done himself many favors he's really in trouble with evangelicals, with his Easter Sunday antics and things like that. Like, I think people underestimate how all of that stuff, just a lot of people have a sour taste in their mouth over this man, specifically his base. And so I don't think that they'll necessarily vote for Democrats, but I am concerned about turnout. I think morale is pretty low among Republicans. Do you know who might change that, though? Marco Rubio. Yeah, but you thought you were. Look at us, twinsies today.
I know. I love Trump. I don't know what you were just talking about 2 minutes ago, but I. but I do love Marco.
They're rolling Marco out, man. The White House put out a little hype video for him. He released a video himself. So, I mean, maybe this is kind of a. Help us out, Marco Rubio.
Well, Tori, I'll let you know. The audience, they curse me out when I talk about Marco, so don't get cursed out here today, Tori.
I hear you. Yeah. And I know why. Like, again, but to me, he's a common sense, very accessible. Like, I would absolutely love it if he decided to throw his hat in the ring. And, comparison to the current guy, I think he'd be a really strong breath of fresh air.
Well, I'll leave that alone. Tori Snow, where can they find your op-eds, and how can they keep up with you?
BaltimoreSun.com/Tori Snow. Please stop by. There's a lot of great content in the Baltimore Sun. The governor himself said it's a right wing brag. That's the governor, so like that's. I mean, don't have to sell us on it. But $1 for 3 months. Make sure you use BaltimoreSun.com/Tori Snow so that they know that I sent you there. Also, make sure you follow Free Range Politics. Just type in Free Range Politics on YouTube. You can subscribe there. My co-host, Ripsey Morgan, and I do everything that we can to try to keep up on current events. We talked about the Supreme Court. Ripsey literally put on her legal robes to help explain some of those things. So we would encourage folks to consider subscribing to us and keeping up with our content on those platforms.
Yep, you guys do have great content. Tori Snow joins us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Thank you so much, Tori. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kimberly. Take care.
Thank you. Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of your basic health essentials? Well, you're not alone. And Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring a huge rollback on prices for all of their products, from cholesterol to metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you'll get bonus bottles for free. So all you have to do, it's easy. Go to res-q.com and shop these deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted, tested, and rooted in belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So, what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop res-q.com or you can call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Just go to res-q.com.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Dr. Lairfield here. The year has changed. How about your smile? At the Smile Design Center, we can help. We have cosmetic veneers and professional whitening to give your smile a clean and attractive look everybody will notice. And when my patients tell me they love their new smile, it's one of the perks of my job. Call me at the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Governor Wes Moore destroyed Maryland's surplus, lied about it, and the Bay Bridge Project, and now he's running from the media. This is why I call him the Fresh Prince of Bel Airhead. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Always a fun conversation with Tory Snow. And again, he joins us every Thursday at 10 a.m. with his latest op-eds in the Baltimore Sun. And this one is a good one. It has to do with the Supreme Court ruling on the Voting Rights Act, and he did mention Johnny Ushesky, and how Johnny said it is dangerous to not draw districts based on race. You know what? I don't know why he didn't just drop out of the race and just let me win the seat. I'm a black woman. Does he not care about me representing, you know, black people across the second district? I mean, what's up with this guy? It's dangerous that he took that spot over me. I mean, you can go so far with this. All right, let me go to the text line here. You guys have been texting in. I appreciate you guys. Tom W. from Towson, he says, I love little Marco, actually. Well, thank you, Tom. I love little Marco, too. And now that I see him standing next to, like, the rest of the administration, he's not actually short. He really isn't. Like, think about this. Because I thought about it. I was like, you know what? He did. He had that nickname, Little Marco, and it obviously hurt his ego because he was like, it humbled him so quick. He was so upset about it. But compared to Trump and then Jeb Bush, right? Like, think about the stage that you would see when they were debating there during that presidential election. Yeah, compared to the other guys that he was standing next to, he was shorter. But he's not actually short. Yet he took the little Marco nickname to heart. Man, Marco, why did you do that? You're not even short. And who cares if you're short? Now they have like the hashtag short king. Have you seen that, Brandon, producer? Like, look, you can't control your height. I mean, you know, you can't do anything about that. It's okay. You can be short. All right. I got some other texts here. It says from John S. He says both parties are corrupt. If they weren't, they would play it straight with the public and address the debt in this country. Not only that, John, great point. Not only that, they would have an independent commission that would just draw our congressional districts, for us. Like this whole fight, the going back and forth. Get an independent commission and have them draw the maps that are fair and just leave it as is. Like, and then the next time you got another census, you go back to the independent commission. But you're right, John. You got both parties playing this stupid game. And it's just like, dude, we honestly, we are looking at the map here in Maryland. You guys know, it's so crazy how you have some counties and some towns and some districts that don't make any sense in relation to the other parts of the district. It's so stupid. So stupid. Oh, by the way, let me just tell you guys, we have a guest on the show tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Cheryl Riley, she's running against Jamie Raskin for the, I think this might be her second or third run in Congressional District number 8. Cheryl will be on with us at 11 o'clock. And so we'll talk to her about her race against Jamie Raskin. And you know what? I think, you know, she's learned a lot. And I really like her. I see her sometimes at some of the events. But she's learned a lot. And you do when you run, you know. That's why when people say, oh, this is a perennial candidate and so, and someone keeps running and da-da-da. You learn every single time, right? You make inroads every single time. And when you're in the minority like we are here in the Republican Party, you know, don't even take that perennial candidate thing to heart. That's why I say even about Robin Ficker. And he's running in District 6. Do not take that to heart. I mean, it is what it is. I'm just happy we have people that are willing to stand up and contest these seats. Anyways, I just want to mention Cheryl Riley would be on with us tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Let's see. Ron says, say it with me, Malugin. Okay, yes, Ron, and yes, somebody called in. It's Bill Malugin from Fox News. I apologize. I apologize. All right, I'm sorry. But you're right. I got another text here. This is Susan in Westminster. She says, Kim, at this point, it's absolutely embarrassing as a lifelong Marylander to watch this bozo, Wes Moore, perform like a horrible play gone badly. Susan in Westminster. Yes, yeah, Susan. Look, we're going to get into this topic with Wes Moore coming up next here after we talk, just touch on a couple of different things. But this latest photo op in Cheltenham, Maryland, it's got to be one of the worst I've ever seen. Kneeling in the middle of the woods at a supposed gravesite. Remember, there's no proof that there's any buried bodies there. They haven't dug up anything. They don't have a bone, a tooth, nothing. And they're telling people 230 black boys are buried there. All right, we'll get into that. A couple other things like the dirt bike rider on Tuesday. Stay right there.
Well, that's RN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to ending the war, the ball is now in Iran's court. Tehran says it is reviewing a U.S. proposal. President Trump says Iran has already agreed to give up its quest for nuclear weapons, and he's threatening a resumption of bombing if a deal is not agreed to. Meanwhile, the U.S. military continues enforcing its blockade of Iranian ports. Forecasters warn of the possibility of more severe weather across the southeast in the next few days. There is a lot of property damage in Mississippi after strong storms, including possible tornadoes, roared across the southern part of the state. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has held talks at the Vatican with Pope Leo. Tomorrow he meets with Italy's president and the country's foreign minister. The Dow's down 180 points. More details, srnnews.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-869-2045 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-869-2045. That's 800-869-2045. What do you have to lose? Call 800-869-2045. Again, 800-869-2045.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. The Knicks took advantage of Joel Embiid's absence with ankle and hip injuries to beat the 76ers 108-102 for a 2-0 East semifinal series lead. Karl Anthony Towns had 20 points, 10 boards, and 7 assists.
We just found a way to execute you know, and we got the stops that was needed.
In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Sabres opened their East second round series against the Canadiens with a 4-2 win. Ryan McLeod and Josh Stone each had a goal and an assist. Major League Baseball, Andy Páez homered three times and drove in six runs in the Dodgers' 12-2 rout of the Astros. Tigers pitcher Framber Valdez was suspended for five games and fined one day after he was ejected for hitting Boston's Trevor Story with a pitch. And Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo will not run in next weekend's Preakness Stakes. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstedt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstedt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cloudy with a little bit of mist out there for your Thursday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we do expect to see a little bit more sunshine. Temperatures back into the 60s. We'll be warmer with more sun on Friday, and then we're tracking our next weather maker as rain showers roll in Saturday and hopefully clearing up for Mother's Day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 26th session was a failure for Maryland. Thanks to Democrats, our state is less safe, less affordable, and less accountable. A record $71 billion budget, nearly $4 billion higher than last year, was built on accounting gimmicks and short-term fixes that ignore Maryland's structural deficit. There was no real effort to control spending, and the result is predictable. Higher taxes ahead, and more pressure on working families. Democrats also blocked allowing the Baltimore County Inspector General to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system. On public safety, the new policies weaken accountability for violent juveniles and strain an already overwhelmed juvenile system. Other bad laws restrict cooperation between law enforcement and ICE, removing tools used to detain dangerous illegal immigrants. At the same time, new statewide mandates add burdens on police. This session sends the wrong message: less support for law enforcement, less fiscal discipline, and less focus on basic public safety and common sense.
Amazon Business. Unlock smart business buying with fast, free delivery on millions of items and practical AI innovations that automate repetitive tasks. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
AM 680, WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
We are watching how basic civil liberties are being trampled on. And so when I think about the legacy of this president and this vice president, honestly, I do not think history is going to remember them very well.
What? Are you crazy?
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Jolene, Jolene. All right, Jolene, again, Jolene. That song will always be a classic. You know, every once in a while I check Dolly Parton's social media accounts. You know, she hasn't been feeling too well. It breaks my heart. You know, we're birthday twins, January 19th. Yes, yep. And Dolly has not been feeling well. She's been in and out of the hospital, and she says that she's fine, and sometimes she posts videos, but I hope she's okay. I know we can't live forever. But, man, you know, I was thinking about also earlier, you know, I talked earlier, we got to find some music by Emily Ann Roberts, by the way, Brian, the producer. You're probably like, I don't really care. You've got to send it to me. Emily Ann Roberts, she's like my favorite country music star right now. And her personality, her charisma, it is so similar to Dolly Parton. And I don't know what it is, but like I love watching her videos. Like she'll do like the Get Ready With Me and, you know, her crazy, quirky outfits. And then she has this farm. And like she's just so like wholesome, right? It's like when you're looking at politics all day and then you can go and just check out Emily Ann Roberts' page and like the cute, like, you know, house life that she has with her husband. It's so adorable. And I was thinking about this because, you know, I love her charismatic personality. I love when people have that kind of charisma. It's just, it is great. It really is great. And I was thinking that about that in relation to, you know, there's a lot of people that go in and out of, like, you know, whether it's radio or TV, and now you've got, like, the podcast world. And it was interesting. I took a phone call from a friend yesterday, and he's like, I don't understand why my podcast isn't doing well. You know, I've done this, I've done that, I've, you know, I've been elected official and all this stuff. And it, I think it honestly, it comes down to the personality, right? And, it's in the title, like a radio personality, TV personality. If you don't have a personality, if you don't have that charisma, I don't think it's going to work. I don't. It's got to be in you. Anyways, I hope Dolly's doing all right. I do have a text here from Andrew in New Windsor. He says, Kim, you're not alone. I like J.D. Vance a lot, but so do a lot of the wrong kind of people lately. Rubio is different Rubio from 10 years ago, and he has certainly distinguished himself. You are spot on when you say he's able to expound upon and elevate the diction on foreign policy and basic core values all Republicans should be able to agree on. I wouldn't mind a Rubio run at all if they could all shake hands to do it. Andrew, and Andrew's a first-time texter. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, I agree. And when you say the wrong kind of people like J.D. Vance a lot lately, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Look, I don't put one community over another, okay? That's not something I'm going to do. But I can notice the anti-Semitism. And I don't have, you know, I've got zero tolerance for this anti-Semitic rants that people have been on lately, even on the right. And I have noticed, Andrew, that there are a lot of people that have been on this anti-Semitic train that are staunch J.D. Vance supporters. Now, I'm not saying that J.D. Vance is anti-Semitic. I've never seen anything from him like that. But it does make you think. It definitely makes you wonder. Real quick, as you were talking about Marco Rubio there, because I didn't get to the sound yesterday, the White House, as Tori Snow pointed out, they did put out a clip of Marco Rubio at the White House press briefing answering a basic question, but his answer was phenomenal. Take a listen.
I got to ask you, what is your hope for America at a time such as this?
My hope for America? My hope for America is what it's always been. I think it's the hope I hope we all share. We want it to continue to be the place where anyone from anywhere can achieve anything, where you're not limited by the circumstances of your birth, by the color of your skin, by your ethnicity, but frankly, it's a place where you are able to overcome challenges and achieve your full potential. I think that should be the goal of every country in the world, but I think in the U.S., we're not perfect. Our history is not one of perfection, but it's still better than anybody else's history. Now, ours is a story of perpetual improvement. Each generation has left the next generation of Americans freer, more prosperous, safer, and that is our goal as well. And as we come upon this 250-year anniversary, I think we have a lot to learn and be proud of in our history. It is one of perpetual and continuous improvement, where each generation has done its part to bring us closer to fulfilling the vision that the founders of this country had upon its founding.
Again, that was Marco Rubio at the White House press briefing, and I didn't put the music on there, by the way. They had the music way too loud. I don't know why they do that. They were like drowning him out. But you can kind of hear there his response, again, to the reporter's question at the White House press briefing. Now, also, some people said that it didn't sound so candid. I agree. He might have said something like that because, you know, he does speak at events, right? He's been the keynote speaker. He might have said something similar to that and has already had that scripted. And maybe that reporter was called on to ask that specific question. That's a possibility. That's a possibility. But as Tori Stowe pointed out, the White House has definitely been pushing him forward. That has been clear for sure. All right. Well, I'll get off the Marco Rubio train. All right. We got lots to talk about here. I did want to update you because Mayor Scott, in case you missed it, it's in the Baltimore Sun. He said he would like to get to the root problem of the dirt bike culture in Baltimore City. The root problem. Look, I can't say what I want to say here. This is a family-friendly show on WCBM. But I can tell you what the root problem is. And it probably includes some words that you're not supposed to say, but I say them. I say them sometimes. He was talking about the 37-year-old grown man. I put that part in. Old enough to know that riding a dirt bike through Baltimore City is wrong and against the law. But he didn't say that. Mayor Scott says, oh, we got to get to the root problem. Maybe we should look at some legislation options. That's what they say every time. Every time. When people start calling out the dirt bike riders, as soon as it happens, they say, oh, well, maybe we can legislate our way out of this. Maybe they just need somewhere to ride them. Da-da-da. No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is an adrenaline rush. Thank you for our caller yesterday. She called in and said, this is an adrenaline rush. They love to do it. They like leaving it out of traffic. It's, you know, it's the high of the adrenaline that they're after. Right? If you put it at dirt bike park, number one, these are stolen dirt bikes. Number two, that's not why, you know, they're out there. They're not out there just because they enjoy riding dirt bikes. It's, you know, there's lots of factors that go into this. Now, Mayor Scott knows this. He's just playing dumb, right? Anyways, so he wants to get to the root cause of the problem. Of course, there are many people still weighing in saying you've got to confiscate these bikes and you've got to detain these people and put them behind bars so they just don't do it again. And I agree with them. Once you start doing that, you start, you know, truly dealing with the problem. And, you know, for them to allow this, Mayor Scott also does not, if you recall, he doesn't support State Attorney Ivan Bates in the citation docket. Remember that whole argument they had back and forth? You had Police Commissioner Worley. He said that the police were able to do, you know, the docket system. But Mayor Scott really doesn't believe in it. And that is because, let's be honest, Mayor Scott believes in lawlessness for certain things. And dirt bike riding is one of them. Squeezing windows, I don't think he really wanted to get the squeegeers off the street. I think he was in a situation after the death of Timothy Reynolds. I think he had to do it. I think he was just fine with leaving them there. Anyways, that's what Mayor Scott said. I did say yesterday, I didn't see where he responded to any of it. I just wanted to make sure that I updated you and told you that he did respond. He did respond, and that was the quote that he had. He wanted to get to the root problem of it. Anyway, so basically what he's saying is they're not going to do anything about it. Real quick, also, we were talking to Tori Snow. We were talking a little bit about Johnny Oshesky, and I said that the Robe Act and the introduction of the Robe Act might be because of the latest out of Baltimore County. I just wanted to go ahead and just fill you in. Baltimore County is now backing the unsealing of court records in a legal fight over a taxpayer-funded settlement tied to a lawsuit filed against a former employee, reversing its position after more than a year of fighting to keep the case hidden. Now, the shift, outlined in a court filing this week, follows an April 22nd order from the circuit court judge, Dennis Robinson, directing both sides to make their argument to whether the case should remain sealed. Now, the lawsuit filed in April 2024, brought by Baltimore County's former Inspector General Kelly Madigan against Patrick Murray.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Oil prices have come down as the world awaits Iran's answer to a U.S. proposal aimed at ending the war. President Trump says Iran has already agreed to abandon its quest for nuclear weapons. He's threatening a resumption of bombing if a deal is not agreed to.
Now we have to get what we have to get. If we don't do that, we'll have to go a big step further. But with that being said, they want to make a deal. We've had very good talks over the last 24 hours.
Meantime, the U.S. military continues enforcing the blockade on Iranian ports. Forecasters are warning of the possibility of more severe weather across the southeast in the coming few days. There is a lot of property damage in southern Mississippi after a storm roared across parts of the region, including at least one confirmed tornado. Dutch authorities say about 40 passengers on the cruise ship at the center of a hantavirus outbreak previously disembarked after the first passenger had died.
The dozens of passengers, including the wife of a Dutchman who died, left the cruise ship during a stop at the British territory. The cruise company that operates the ship previously said the Dutch woman had got off the ship with her husband's body at St. Helena. She then flew to South Africa on a commercial plane. However, the company has not acknowledged that anyone else got off the boat. Dutch authorities have not confirmed where the passengers who disembarked are now. Authorities in South Africa and Europe are trying to trace contacts of any passengers who actually got off the ship. Three passengers have died in the outbreak on board, and several others are sick. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Secretary of State Rubio has met with Pope Leo at the Vatican, discussing the situation in the Middle East. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 20 points, while the Nasdaq trading 163 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a man was shot dead on Thursday morning in Northwest Baltimore, according to homicide detectives. On May 7th, around 3:16 a.m., patrol officers responded to the 4400 block of Norfolk Avenue for a shooting. Upon arrival, officers found a 37-year-old man suffering from gunshot wounds. And two Southwest Airlines planes clipped wings while pushing back from their gates Monday night at BWI Marshall Airport, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. The incident occurred around 10:30 p.m. on the airport ramp when Southwest flights 1048 and 562 came into contact while preparing for departure, the FAA said. No injuries were reported. And a 16-year-old Falston High School student was killed Tuesday afternoon following a crash involving an electric dirt bike in Harford County. Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus great deals on food Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search SOLOAXACA for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
The Orioles secured a series victory. Baltimore beat the Marlins 7-4 on the road. Adley Rutschman went 2-for-3 with two RBIs, and Pete Alonso crushed a three-run homer. Brandon Young allowed three runs over six innings to get the win, while Rico Garcia secured the save. The teams will wrap up their series tonight. WCBM News Time, 11:05. Coming up, the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Whitstat. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's Attorney Rod Whitstat. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time, 11:05. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures are going to be in the 60s for your Thursday afternoon. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun, warmer with more sunshine on Friday. Tracking our next weather maker as rain returns Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
57 in Bel Air, 57 in Edgemere, and 56 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? At 10 o'clock, we talked to Tory Snow. He was on the line with us. We were talking about his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. as he was discussing the Voting Rights Act and how it was slapped down by the Supreme Court. And then you had Congressman Johnny Olszewski saying it is dangerous to not, yes, to not draw congressional districts based on race. We must see it. And that's why he wants to add a term limit now to the Supreme Court justices, which is just laughable in itself. We also talked about the Virginia State Senator now under FBI investigation. Apparently she has been, actually, for 3 years. You had Senator Louise Lucas. She had her office and her cannabis dispensary, which ironically are right next door to each other. And they were both raided by the FBI yesterday. They're telling us it's possibly for bribery and corruption charges. So we'll wait and see what happens next. We also talked about Mayor Scott wanting to get to the root cause of the dirt bike riding. I do have some text messages on that one. I'll get to in just a second here. But we did talk about the Baltimore County Council. They're now considering exposing the $100,000 settlement to Patrick Murray. And he was a staffer under then County Executive Johnny Olszewski. And so it was in my view that that might be why Johnny O was jumping up to introduce the ROBE Act. Now, the text line, David in Halthorpe says, Kim, the root cause of the dirt bike problem starts 50 years ago when the police department announced that they would no longer pursue dirt bikes in the city. Yeah, David, I agree with you on that one. I definitely do. Also, the question of the day, in case you missed it, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you believe Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide? We did read what is allegedly the suicide note that was left by Jeffrey Epstein. It was released by a federal judge yesterday. And it basically just said, oh, they're reviving 10-year-old charges. It's a very interesting letter. Okay, it doesn't read like a suicide note to me, but my question to you is, you know, whether or not you believe Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. And the options there are yes, no, or you think he's still alive. So you can go ahead and vote in our poll question of the day. Again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. We'll discuss it further tomorrow. I just thought that was interesting. You know, they're reviving 10-year-old charges. Well, if you beat them before, why wouldn't you think you could beat them again, right? You wouldn't commit suicide. You'd be like, ah, been there, done that, got a T-shirt. So, anyways, I'll save that for our discussion tomorrow. I do have a couple of text messages here. Joe and Bmore, he says, speaking of Epstein, why does Lutnick have a job after refusing to take the oath and lying about having no contact with Epstein, but then going on his island? The answer, Trump doesn't mind having Epstein's friends in the cabinet. Why are we paying Lutnick's salary? Yeah, Joe, you and I, we've talked about Lutnick before. I have no desire to keep Howard Lutnick in that position. And we've discussed this before, and we actually agree on that one. Let's see, I've got a text here. Gino at Forest Hill said, the old soul song, Smiling Faces, sometimes they don't tell the truth. By the undisputed truth, it should be Maryland State Anthem. Yeah, Gino. For sure. James says, that is a point of the schedule for the Derby. It's a test of your athlete. Oh, okay. So James is saying, because we did talk about Golden Tempo is not going to run the Preakness, in case you missed that. And James is saying, well, that's the big test. I didn't realize that, James. Dale, according to the question of the day, we'll talk a little bit about it tomorrow, says Epstein is not dead. He was spotted with Elvis in a 7-Eleven in Minnesota. Dale, that's hilarious. And I added that piece to it because there were a lot of people commenting on the alleged suicide note that was released by the federal judge. And so many people were saying, are we really sure he's dead? I mean, the cameras weren't really working. You know, you had all this stuff going on, you know. So there was, you know, and then of course, we were told he hung himself. What was it? Was it with the bed sheet or? I don't even think it was with that. Was it with like toilet paper or something? I mean, it's so bizarre. It's so bizarre. Oh, man. We'll get into that tomorrow for sure. I did want to just make sure you knew that Rudy Giuliani is home now. We were wondering what happened. We didn't get any information. We were told that he was headed to the hospital and was in ICU in critical care. Take a listen.
We are receiving word former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is making a recovery from pneumonia after being hospitalized over the weekend. A spokesperson for Giuliani's team posting this on X, quote, Mayor Rudy Giuliani is recovering from pneumonia. On September 11th, Mayor Giuliani ran toward the towers to help those in need, which later led to a diagnosis of restrictive airway disease. This condition adds complications to any respiratory illness, and the virus quickly overwhelmed his body, requiring mechanical ventilation to maintain adequate oxygen and stabilize his condition. He is now breathing on his own with his family and primary medical provider at his side. Mayor Giuliani is the ultimate fighter, as he has demonstrated throughout his life, and he is winning this battle. Any updates on the former mayor, we will bring it to you as soon as new information comes in.
Now, that was Emily Capadio on Fox News yesterday. So that's good news. He's home, and it had to do with pneumonia. And I didn't realize that all this stemmed from his issues that he received when trying to assist during 9/11. You know, I know there were a lot of people that ended up with some serious lung diseases after that. So, again, keep them in your prayers, and keep Rudy Giuliani in your prayers as well. Also, in case you missed it, Cheryl Riley, she's going to be on with us tomorrow at 11 o'clock at this time. She's running in the 8th District against Jamie Raskin. And you know what's so crazy about this? I didn't realize this. Maybe you guys knew this. But Jamie Raskin, you know, it's funny because on his Wikipedia page, because, of course, I was going through it just kind of see what he was doing lately. You know, they have his name as Jamin. They have it as J-A-M-I-N, and they have it written like that multiple times. This is, again, why I just don't trust Wikipedia at all. Yeah, it's like that multiple times, but then the header of it all says Jamie Raskin. I don't know. Maybe... It's so weird. I really wish, I know Elon Musk said something before. Wikipedia, you know, it's just, it's not accurate information. And if it is, there's really not a whole lot of ways to check it. And so, you know, maybe that is his name, but I don't even know it. I don't know. But I wanted to get into Governor Westmore. And it, real quick, we're going to get into the fact that he had this huge photo op in Southern Maryland yesterday. But I did just send over a clip to my producer, Brian, because Wes Moore just posted on social media a piece of the interview he did with Patrick Bet-David last week in Miami. And I saw it during the commercial break. I listened, and then I thought, here we go. Listen to what he has to say, especially in relation to Baltimore.
I just told him, I was like, Mr. President, listen, you know, numbers are numbers. Let's be clear. Baltimore has had a faster drop in violent crime than Washington, D.C., even post the introduction of the National Guard folks. And I said, if you want to talk about ways to reduce crime, like we just talked about, I was like, you can come to Maryland to learn, but don't come here to lecture. Because actually, we're doing the work. We're doing the
thing. This is a call you guys had.
Yeah, but it turned into a back and forth on Twitter, which I can't stand. But then he was just like, you know, then he started from the Oval Office. He's like, you know, that place is a hellhole. No one would walk through it and so on and so forth. And I'm like, that's our home. Like, you know, like the folks in Baltimore, like we hear that. We hear that coming from the president of the United States. And you're talking about Baltimore like those aren't Americans. Those are your people, too. And for you to come at us like that and with just the ignorance was so offensive to me, because you have to remember these are whether they voted for you or not, these are your folks too, and you have to respect that.
That was Wes Moore with Patrick Bet-David on Patrick Bet-David's podcast last week. Did you hear what he had to say? That's our home. You're talking about Baltimore. That's our home. This guy is still peddling this lie that he grew up in Baltimore City. Unbelievable. That's our home. Then he goes further, because then I thought, all right, maybe it's a slip up because he's been telling this lie for so long. Then he goes further. If you heard there in the next sentence, he says, you know, us in Baltimore, we hear that. Again, claiming Baltimore City as if it's his home. Now, we've had Kenny Ebron on the show, who's actually got some relation to the other Westmore that really had a tough time. But it actually did grow up in Baltimore City, by the way. And Kenny Ebron, when Westmore came to town to do the walkthrough with Mayor Brandon Scott, don't forget, Kenny, he showed up and basically was screaming out there, and I guess you could call it heckling, saying, hey, Governor, welcome. This is the first time we've seen you here. And he hasn't been back since. I mean, it's all just nonsense. It's truly nonsense. And unfortunately, you know, This is a guy that the Democrat Party is going to get behind. The whole machine is going to get behind this guy. We're going to get into, you know, his big photo op yesterday. In case you missed it, you've got Governor Moore in Cheltenham, Maryland. Now, I did, like I said, I posted the photo in my morning promo. But, excuse me, there were many photos, and even Lieutenant Governor Aruda Miller was there as well. They had a ton of people standing in the woods in Cheltenham, Maryland. Now, I know these woods well because you guys know I went to Gwynn Park High School. I grew up in Accokeek, and a lot of my friends lived in Baden and Oquasco, some of them Cheltenham, Upper Marlboro. And we actually did ride ATVs and dirt bikes on the back roads and in the woods. And so I know exactly where we're they're standing in this picture. I know exactly where they're standing. And there is a claim that there are 230 plus dead black boys that are laying there and have been laying there for almost 200 years. That is the claim. So here it is. Moore highlights a legacy of segregated reform school. Maryland Governor Wes Moore on Wednesday unveiled a roadside historical marker. That's why they were there, by the way, at the Cheltenham Youth Detention Center, commemorating the legacy of the House of Reform for colored boys and acknowledging a history of abuse, neglect, and death at the segregated institution. Now, the ceremony in Prince George's County honored the hundreds of black children who were confined at a facility after it opened in 1870 as the South's first juvenile reformatory for black boys. Now, that is true. That can be historically fact-checked. That is true. The facility opened in 1870. You had hundreds of black boys that were there for juvenile reform. Okay? That you can find. State officials and researchers said the institution subjected children to harsh conditions, including forced labor under a convict leasing system, inadequate care, and physical abuse. Now, all of those things could have absolutely happened. The forced labor part, I don't really bat an eye on that. If you're there for rehabilitation because you're an out-of-control juvenile, yeah, I hope they do put you to work. Forced labor? What did they do? Have them out there, you know, doing some landscaping? I mean, like, I hope they do put you to work. Yeah, they probably would have to force a kid that's in and out of juvie. I'm sure they would. Now, the research, get this, by the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services, that's right, DJS, the same DJS that cannot rehabilitate the juveniles, the same DJS that has monitoring systems on these kids' ankles, they can't seem to track them, the same DJS that doesn't know if there are repeat violent offenders coming in and out of their doors or not, the same DJS that was headed once by Vincent Chiraldi, now Betsy Fox Tolentino, she's doing the same stupid stuff over there that he was doing. That DJS has identified a burial site within about a mile of the current detention center that is believed, not confirmed, to hold the remains of more than 230-plus children who died while in state custody. This is exhausting, isn't it? I'm not just trying to listen to me read, but I'm talking about the story itself. This is exhausting! DJS, Maryland's DJS, did their own research and their own study, and it is according to Maryland's DJS and Vincent Chiraldi and then the state senators like Will Smith and others that have been on board with all this race baiting and race hustling. It is in their belief that 230-plus black boys are buried in those woods where they stood yesterday. They quite literally have zero sources to back it up. Quite literally. And so they have him out here. They're revealing this marker. And they're acting like this is something anyone asked for. Who asked for this? Brian, the producer, did you make the call? This is what you wanted? Who the hell asked for this burial memorial? I didn't. I know I didn't. I don't know a single person that did. This is ridiculous. Now, here is a governor that is getting caught in lie after lie after lie, standing in the middle of the woods at a supposed burial site where Maryland's DJS believes, that's the word they use, 230 plus black boys are buried. Again, there's no confirmation. Historians have not even begun to even take a look at this. No one has dug up a single bone or a tooth or a fingernail. Nothing. Nothing. There are cinder blocks in the middle of the woods, and there's a couple of stones that you can see, like, little etching on it. It's could be a date. I don't know. But you have Governor Moore now kneeling down in the middle of the woods of Cheltenham, putting one hand on one of those rocks. And then he's got his, you know, he's got his suit on, and he's got this, you know, remorseful face. He's mourning. He's just so sad. And they're taking photos of him on the ground. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the position of the photo. The photographer, which most likely was Carter Elliott, because he walks around with the camera hanging on his neck, the photographer would have had to kneel down to get this specific angle of Governor Wes Moore kneeling down for this rock. This was a long, drawn-out, meticulous, specific photo shoot. It is bizarre. Even if there were kids buried there, again, we don't know. Is that what you would do? You would turn it into a photo shoot? We get back, we'll discuss more.
Hi, it's Sean Casey, and sitting here with Dr. Melissa Segev, Doctor of Audiology with Audiology Associates, When Silence Is Not Golden. Great to see you again, Doctor.
Likewise.
All right, so a lot of folks have earwax,
yep.
And when is it time to get it removed? Do you use the tips?
No.
No tips ever,
no.
Right?
Nothing smaller than your elbow. I get this question all the time, and I love when I see an ear full of earwax because it's going to be immediate gratification for your patients. And earwax is necessary, right? Too much is a problem. A little is normal, and you want to leave it. So when we use Q-tips, all it does is strip the ear of natural oils. Our ear consists of a certain pH level, so it doesn't get too dry, and it has oil lubricants that help the wax start by the eardrum and it migrates out and that oil helps it slough out. And earwax falls out naturally when you're sleeping, bathing, walking around. I mean, you don't even know. It's just little pieces. But what happens with the Q-tip is now you shove it back in and that's when we get impactions. A little is okay. Patients come in like, I did this to get rid of wax. No, leave it alone. If it's a problem, I'll take care of it. Because when you do strip your ear every day, your ear will produce more wax to compensate because it needs to create that certain balance. You know, earwax is sticky because it catches bugs and dirt, so it doesn't get to the eardrum. It also has a certain smell to keep bugs away, and it helps the ear stay clean, right? It's protecting the eardrum from debris and environmental factors. So we only like to remove it when it's truly a problem. Other than that, just let it be. And if you are one of those people who do have chronic earwax, there are some over-the-counter supplements to use, like Debrox is one. It's a peroxide-based drops that helps just pull the wax away from the ear so it comes out better. But honestly, if you just come into an audiologist or your primary doctor, you know, we love removing wax. It's fun. If you really want, you can take it home with you.
Bugs? I don't know if I'll ever be the same after hearing that.
Yes.
Call, get your earwax removed, 410-944-3100, or schedule at AAIAudiology.com.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about the latest photo shoot for Governor Wes Moore. He was in Cheltenham, Maryland yesterday at a supposed burial site for 230-plus black boys that were at a juvenile detention center many years ago. And again, there's no proof that there's any kids buried here. And you would think the first thing that they would do before putting up this memorial was possibly start digging up some of that area. And even if you wanted to, you could have a proper burial for these boys, right? I mean, what are you going to just put a marker there and just let it be, let it sit? Because according to Vincent Schiraldi and others, they're saying that they don't even know all the identities, right? I mean, so what's the plan? To just leave it as is? Just put the marker up and take a bunch of photos? I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I've got Doug Slarcombe. He's a gubernatorial candidate. Hey, Doug, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Kim.
Good morning. You heard the latest photo op by our fearless leader.
Yeah, you know, I kind of have to wonder what that is costing the taxpayers in the state of Maryland.
Oh, yeah, for sure, to do all that. And there, meanwhile, all of his security was down there as well, Doug. So he had to take the whole team, every SUV.
Right. Well, you know, he's so important that, you know, he's concerned, apparently. Yeah, it's just a shame that he's using his good old-fashioned identity politics, which is what got him elected. And, you know, we've got ground-pounding radar to look for bodies, and you have, you know, dogs that can smell whether or not there's death that occurred there, even though it was a long time ago, right? But the point is if there's no documentation, it's just a show, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it terrible? Hey, so briefly, I just wanted to point out something. I heard you talking earlier about gas prices and needing relief. And I want everybody to be aware that, you know, if you remember back, what was it, June 14th, 2022, I think gasoline in the state of Maryland was $5.02 a gallon on average under the Joe Biden administration. Anybody remember that?
Right, yeah. No, it was. Yeah. And I remember him depleting the reserves at the time, yep.
Right. So, you know, everybody's upset. But no, we're a little safer here in the United States today, you know. And I can't believe how many people online, you know, forget about the over 1,000 servicemen and women that have been killed by Iran over the last 45 years. You know, it's just like, why are we doing this? And then I have to point out how many countries Obama bombed and how many countries Biden bombed. And it's, you know, it's always a convenient excuse. And, you know, Les Moore is very proficient at trying to take the focus off of our expenses here in Maryland, affordability, and always throwing it on Trump, you know? Well, you know, Trump's almost out of office. He's not a good excuse any longer, right? So if I'm your governor, guess what? If I make a mistake, I'm going to man up and take the blame. I don't need to point the finger at anybody else.
Yeah, well, I think that's what everybody's looking for. Doug, I appreciate you calling. I'm sure we'll get you scheduled to come in the studio here soon, but thank you so much.
So good day to everybody out there, and great talking to you, Kim.
Yep, yep. Oh, Doug, before you go, if you have a website you want to give everybody or social media accounts.
Yeah, search for me, Douglas Larcombe, candidate governor-elect, and you can search me there. And we have an event tonight, the Central Committee of the Republican Party in Queens and County out on 800 Roman Coke. If people want to come out to meet the candidates, there's a meet and greet going on out there 6 to 8 o'clock this evening.
Sounds good. Douglas Larcombe, thank you so much for calling in. We'll talk soon.
All right. Peace.
Thank you. All right. Coming up next, we'll continue this conversation. I'll read some of your texts, and also we'll get to Iranian updates.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Mississippi has been hit hard by violent storms, including a tornado that struck last night. Hundreds of buildings have been damaged, much of the damage in the southern part of the state. Governor Tate Reeves says multiple tornadoes were reported and emergency response efforts ongoing. It's been a legal win for the Department of Justice as it investigates allegations of election fraud in Georgia. As Iran considers a U.S. proposal for ending the war, President Trump says that things are going well, and he says it's in Iran's best interest to accept the U.S. plan. The Vatican says the need to work tirelessly in favor of peace was discussed in Pope Leo's talks with Secretary of State Rubio today at the Vatican. On Wall Street, the Dow down 70 points, and NASDAQ is 130 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to ready.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Ready, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Ready, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to ready.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Ready to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to ready.com or call 888-270-REDY. 888-270-READY.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. The Knicks took advantage of Joel Embiid's absence with ankle and hip injuries to beat the 76ers 108-102 for a 2-0 East semifinal series lead. Karl Anthony Towns had 20 points, 10 boards, and 7 assists.
We just found a way to execute, you know, and we got the stops that was needed.
In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Sabres opened their East second round series against the Canadiens with a 4-2 win. Ryan McLeod and Josh Stone each had a goal and an assist. Major League Baseball, Andy Páez homered 3 times and drove in 6 runs in the Dodgers' 12-2 rout of the Astros. Tigers pitcher Framber Valdez was suspended for 5 games and fined one day after he was ejected for hitting Boston's Trevor Story with a pitch. And Kentucky Derby winner Golden Tempo will not run in next weekend's Preakness Stakes. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperatures looking to be up into the 60s for your Thursday afternoon. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun, warmer with more sunshine expected on Friday. Highs closer to 70. We are tracking our next weather maker with rain showers coming in Saturday morning into the afternoon, but should dry out for mom on Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What's going on in my head 24/7, right? I was waiting for the woohoo. That's me. That's me. That is me. Oh, man, I have a hard time settling down. I apologize. To those that believe I talk too fast, I do apologize. I try to slow it down for you, and I understand that I do it. And I'm working on it. It's a work in progress. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Governor Wes Moore down in Cheltenham, Maryland yesterday. Yeah, he took the whole team, Aruda Miller and all. There were like 30 people standing in the middle of the woods at this supposed grave site. And it's not, you know, I'm not just throwing supposed or alleged out there just to do it, right, to be funny. I'm not doing that. This is alleged and supposed and believed to be a grave site, even by Maryland's Department of Juvenile Services, even though DJS said that they did some research and it is their belief 230-plus black boys are buried there in those woods in Cheltenham because, excuse me, it was about a mile away. There was a juvenile detention center many, many years ago. And I even looked it up because I went further with this last night. I went down a rabbit hole. And when I was looking at some of the things that I found, it said that there was at the time, you know, you had many different things like pneumonia and all this other stuff where, yes, at the time, those things were not being treated. And there could have been boys, again, could have been boys at this juvenile detention facility that became ill and died. And that is a possibility. But the way that they're kind of, you know, selling this to, and I really say selling it, selling this to Maryland voters is that, you know, here is another situation where racism plagues our state, where racism plagues our country. And it's just like, dude, again, as I said in the beginning of the show, if you were so concerned about black men and black boys and their lives, you would do something about the school system. You would do something about, you know, the crime and the violence that you see. You would do something in regards to bringing more career opportunities to Maryland. There are many black men and black boys out there that work hard every single day. And here they are with this stupid pandering. This is what kills me the most. Here they are outside the middle of the woods, above and, you know, taking photos at a possible gravesite from 200 years ago. Give me a break. You've got young black boys in school right now that cannot read, write, or do basic math. You would think that you would roll up your sleeves and help those boys that are alive here today that want to be successful in life. And the school system continues to fail them. And all, you know, on top of it, it is Governor Wes Moore. One of the first things he did when he got in office, don't forget this ever, was he tried to eliminate the BOOST program. So not only does he not opt into school choice with the big, beautiful bill, not only does he get behind people like Delegate Mark Fisher and others that also put school choice in the legislature and takes it to the floor, not only does he not do that, this is a guy that also tried to end the BOOST program, the little bit of school choice that you actually have here in the state of Maryland. Meanwhile, the only reason he says he's successful is because he had school choice in his own life. Just let that sink in. Now, I don't want to be governor. That's not anything I would ever want to be. But boy, oh boy, I would love to be on a debate stage with Governor Wes Moore. That would be the highlight of my life. I would, you know what? I wish you could have one of those situations where you could just like, you know, in WWE, where you could just like tag team and you tap somebody else in to jump in the ring and they take over the fight. I will, like, whoever the gubernatorial, you know, nominee is for the GOP, I wish, like, they would go to the debate and then, you know, something comes up with race and then they just tap me in, right? And then I just jump on stage and they're like, oh, really? That would be great, right? Or, like, you can phone a friend and then all of a sudden I'm on the line. Well, Governor Moore, this is Kim Klasick. How are you doing today? Let's talk about race, shall we? Let's talk about how you are successful today and why you are successful. Hey, you know what? And I thought about this, too. And I'll go to the phone lines here in just a second. But I thought about this. You know, he talked about having cuffs on his wrist when he was 11 years old, right? For supposedly using graffiti and tagging some kind of building there that was owned by either the city or the state. And I believe his story. I mean, no, I don't know why. No, but, you know, I don't think he lied about that. But, you know, beyond that, it sounds like the best thing that ever happened to him was the fact that he was arrested. He was arrested. And it doesn't sound like he was detained for very long, but because of that arrest, he had people that then poured into him that realized that he needed more attention, he needed more guidance. His mom did what she had to do and took him out of that environment and got him in a situation where he was able to take advantage of school choice. Had he not been locked up, had he not been such a fool and used the graffiti and did everything else like that, you know, he would have never had the rehabilitation piece. Think about that. The fact that Governor Wes Moore had cuffs on his wrists at 11 years old is the reason he's the governor today. Think about all the juveniles in this state that they refuse to detain, that they refuse to rehabilitate. Meanwhile, they know that rehabilitation, when done right, can work. And now you've got people like Senator Will Smith, who was down there in Cheltenham again yesterday. Senator Will Smith and others that now has this, you know, automatic charging bill that passed the legislature. And now you juveniles, you know, even if they're violent repeat offenders, are going straight to juvenile court. They don't even hide it. They don't want these kids to be rehabilitated. They don't want them to be educated. Senator Will Smith is a lawyer. This is a jackpot for him. He wants these kids on the school-to-prison pipeline. That's how he gets paid. I wish one day voters would wake up and see what's really going on. I don't know how to explain it. You know, I have a hard time with articulation and, you know, to begin with. But boy, if they could just see what's really happening. If they could see that these legislators, you know, many of them lawyers, many of them with these nonprofits and all this other stuff, they're getting paid, they're getting wealthy on their kids in and out of the juvenile system, their kids in and out of prison, their kids failing in school. Right? The incentive for schools today is to have more kids failing. So they can then go to the federal government or the state level and say, look, we need more money. We have all these kids are failing. It's a shame what's happened. It really is. We go to the phone lines here. I got Steve in New Windsor. Hey, Steve, how are you? Steve? All right, Steve could not hold on there. Steve, if you want to call back, you can. I did want to get into some of the updates out of Iran. I know we don't talk about it often here. Like I say all the time, I'm not going to pretend to have any foreign policy expertise. I do not pretend. I can't do it. I'm not a good actress. I cannot do it. But what I do have here is an audio clip just for you to listen to, because apparently an Iranian ship was hit by the U.S. that was trying to get through the blockade. Take a listen.
We won't let that happen. And so we're dealing with people that want to make a deal very much. And we'll see whether or not they can make a deal that's satisfactory to us. We have it very much under control. The blockade is unbelievable. The Navy's been incredible. The job they did is like a wall of steel. Nobody goes through. In particular, the Iranians, they're not getting anything through one way or the other. So they're out of business. And we'll see whether or not they are agreeing. And if they don't agree, they'll end up agreeing shortly thereafter. So that's the way it is. And I thought you might want to have a little rundown now. The fake news is all happy because they can hear what we had to say. And I have to say, J.D.'s doing a fantastic job. He's working with us.
And as you heard there, he also mentioned J.D. Vance. See, that's the big conversation right now. Who's going to really be number two? Beyond that, there are people posting. There are some saying that a deal is closing in before Trump's China trip. Of course, they're talking about the Iranian tanker that had been full of oil and has now been hit because, again, it was trying to they wanted to disable it, obviously, as it was trying to get through the blockade. And it looks to me, like I said, I listened in on some of those that do have an expertise here. And it sounds to me that, you know, Iran is being stretched to the limit. And I guess that was the whole point of the blockade, obviously, to, you know, see if they'll come up with the deal because they can't take it any longer. We shall see what happens next. I'm not going to hold my breath, obviously, because we've been into this moment, you know, week after week. And I don't know whether or not, because we're not hearing a whole lot about the nuclear weapons and what the plan is to make sure that we are not allowing them to have such. It doesn't seem like we're going to know every piece of the strategy, of course, but there are some details where I'm sure people are asking questions. Now, from my understanding, you've got trips that are being taken now. They've got J.D. Vance. They've got Marco Rubio. They're all making moves, and hopefully we'll have some good news. I'm hoping after Mother's Day. I don't know about you guys, but I'm hoping after Mother's Day because, you know, as many people have mentioned, you know, gas is high. Now, apparently it did come down just a little bit overnight. The gas station by my house, I don't know about you, Brian, the producer, but the gas station by my house, they are not lowering that price. And I just filled up here by the station because, you know, you're not going to get my money. You're not going to get my money, Carol, gas station on Middle River and Compass Road. Anyways, yeah, gas prices are high. But there are many people pointing out that if, you know, high gas prices is a price that we pay currently, then it is what it is. Now, of course, this came out 2 hours ago. This is with Trey Yeeks on Fox News. He says Donald Trump is pushing on all cylinders to get an America First deal with Iran. Number one, Iran hands over all enriched material. Number two, 20-year ban on enrichment. Number three, Iran declares it doesn't seek nukes. You see, with that part, real quick, do you trust Iran at all? I wouldn't trust. I mean, it's like number three. Iran declares it doesn't seek nukes. They can declare it all day. It doesn't mean anything to me. Anyways, number four, Iran dismantles key nuclear facilities. Number five, inspections if any violations occur. That's a good one. And number six, a full ban on underground nuclear work. Yeah, I don't know why number three is even in there. Anyways, Trey Yeeks says President Trump will not let us President Trump will not let us get into a deal that means Iran can just rebuild and threaten the world with nukes again. And I think that's another piece of this. And this is coming out of Trey Yeeks, and he's reading from the Wall Street Journal. That's another piece of this, right? When President Trump is no longer the president, then what happens? Because I have a feeling once a Democrat gets into the Oval Office, you will have another situation where they'll play the same games that Obama played, right? Sending pallets of cash. I really, truly believe that. And I believe that now more than ever when you're looking at the Democrat Party and the mainstream, right, the progressives, the crazy left liberals that are really running a lot of the messaging and what the party decides. And in my view, they're so against Israel, and you might not agree, but from what I see, they're so against Israel, I think they almost support Iran. I really do. It's a very odd, we're in weird times. And, you know, as I got that text earlier saying that, you know, there seems to be so many people supporting very suspicious things when it comes to the other country. We were also talking a little bit about J.D. Vance, and I do agree with that. It just seems bizarre. And obviously, you know, as Tori Snow mentioned earlier, there's going to be racism. There's going to be anti-Semitism. You're not going to just, you know, people aren't going to walk away from that. But there are people with very large platforms and even those in elected positions, like Senator Chris Van Hollen, for crying out loud. You can actually hear it. And the way that they apply certain things, the anti-Semitism is right there at the tip of their tongue. And I don't remember a time where it was so bad, at least not in my lifetime. And so here we are now, you know, hoping that the, you know, the next president or even, you know, 2032 or what have you, when a Democrat comes, you know, to be in charge, what will then be the decision? Will this all be for nothing? I don't know. I really don't know. But that is the update. So lots of meetings that are going to be taking place. It sounds like many of them over the weekend. You know, you've got people posting President Trump tries to set a course for peace while maintaining military pressure. And so now he's got to kind of thread this needle. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Now, Peter Ducey was talking about Trump's trip to China. The Chinese are hosting Iran. The Chinese are affected by problems with the Strait of Hormuz. And that's another piece of this. Yeah, they said that they've been, you know, a little upset about it for quite some time. So, you know, you've got China in the chat. You've got President Trump trying to make these deals. You got Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance. They're on hand to, you know, assist with this. Pakistan, I think, is still in the chat room as well. So we'll see where we are by Monday. But hopefully we're closer to a deal. I've got James in Catonsville. Excuse me. James, did you want to weigh in on Republicans in Maryland?
Yes, Kim. Thank you for taking my call. And I know I have to be real brief. I'm a retired African-American, black American male, unaffiliated, and I am really frustrated and conservative in my values and positions. But I'm very frustrated with the Republican Party because the Republican Party really doesn't seem to be making an actual effort. I mean, you hear him crying all the time about, you know, and rightly so, about the governor and all this. But in my opinion, they had an opportunity to field a candidate that could have challenged Westmore. And that, and even though some would have to kind of hold their nose or hold their breath or whatever metaphor you want to choose, Larry Hogan would be the best person that could have challenged him. You can't believe, you can't tell me for one second that anybody thinks that Ed Hale is going to defeat Wes Moore in this election, even as unpopular as Wes Moore is becoming. And I'm frustrated with the Republicans. I know at our church, I attend a church where P.M. Smith is the pastor. And he made a reference. He said, I mean, no Republicans, Ed Hale, or nobody has reached out and even, you know, to come or speak to the people or anything. And to me, that just says, in my opinion, it's just a lack of coordination, a lack of effort, and Republicans not being able to see the forest for the trees. And that's pretty much my comment, Kim.
Well, James, that's very interesting. I appreciate you calling in, and I will make sure that I get that message to the gubernatorial candidates and make sure they reach out to Pastor P.M. Smith. I didn't realize that they haven't spoken to him. I mean, he's such a large congregation.
That's just it. And that's my point. And it's not just him, but there are many, as you know, in the black community, regardless of what the press may try to portray as the black community, we are not monolithic.
Right.
And the values are primarily conservative in so many areas and would resonate in so many areas within the black community. But there's just been, in my opinion and from my observation, just no conscious effort or no concerted effort. I'm talking about not just in election time, because we say that about the Democrats. They only show up around around election time. But there's no real effort or drive to really infuse themselves in the black community politics. I don't see it. And as long as that happens, we're just going to complain about candidates like Wes Moore and about their progressive and liberal agendas and their supermajorities and at the legislature. All we're going to do is complain about it. No one.
Yeah.
They've got to take that more seriously and actually get in and meet with and with the people. And
James,
until that happens, it's not going to have, nothing's going to change.
Well, James, valid points there. Thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. When we get back from break, I'll address a little bit about that. Real quick, I did find a new favorite hangout spot. I told you earlier this week, the Social Kitchen at Yorktown Social off Cranbrook Road. It's a casual, contemporary, and trendy space with vibrant, beautifully designed surroundings just made for mingling. I've had the chance to eat there myself, and the tapas-style small plates are just out of this world. I'm talking pineapple shrimp ceviche, short rib egg rolls, and honestly, the crab cake balls, which I posted pictures of, might be the best in town. Whether you're grabbing a bold cocktail or heading back to the private bourbon bar, this place has it all under one roof. It's truly amazing. And don't be surprised if you see me there, too. You can also bring your friends and family and experience it for yourself. Go to yorktownsocial.com to see the full menu and hours open. They even have live music, by the way. Their outside is a fantastic. Yorktown Social could be your next favorite hangout, just like it's mine.
Amazon Business. Unlock smart business buying with fast, free delivery on millions of items and practical AI innovations that automate repetitive tasks. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Governor Wes Moore destroyed Maryland's surplus, lied about it, and the Bay Bridge Project, and now he's running from the media. This is why I call him the Fresh Prince of Bel Airhead. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And WCBM.com.
All right. So we'll keep our eye on what's going on in Iran, and we'll get back to that, I'm sure, tomorrow. And, James, I appreciate you calling in. From my view, a lot of the Republicans, they go to where they know, right, what they're comfortable with. I know that Pastor Simmons had John Myrick and a few candidates over not too long ago. And, Pastor P.M. Smith, yeah, he's on Fox 45 all the time, a good friend, great guy. So I'll make sure that the ones that I know, the gubernatorial candidates, get over there because he has a very large congregation. And I think sometimes, like I said, they go where they know. You know what I mean? I understand what you're saying. Because even when I ran, and of course our big race is in 2020 where we had a large team. We had people that were, we called them the street team. And they were people that were from West Baltimore. They were from, certain areas so that we could get in those doors. And so I think a lot of it comes down to possibly reaching out and expanding their teams to have people that are already, in those churches and in those circles so they can bring them in and make the introduction. Like I said yesterday, I see John Myrick and Brenda Cham. They're the ones crisscrossing the state. As far as the other gubernatorial candidates in the GOP, I don't see the others, down in, St. Mary's County or up in, Wicomico County and then back to Baltimore County and then over, it's a large operation to run statewide. It's no joke. It's a tough job, but you got to be ready to do it. But James, thank you so much for calling in. A lot of text messages that came in today. I'm so sorry that I didn't get to all of them. Let's see. I do have a texter who says he believes Epstein was a Mossad agent. Of course, I've heard a lot of people say that. But if you missed it, the question of the day, because a federal judge did release the alleged suicide note from Jeffrey Epstein, and we'll discuss this tomorrow. Do you believe Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide? Yes, no, or do you think he's still alive, which some people are saying? That's at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Like I said, we'll get to that discussion tomorrow. I guess there's really no wrong answer there, really. And, it's how you feel about it. Brian, the producer, as always, thank you for a great show. And thank you, everyone, for joining us Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.